Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, yeah. Queen never knew. And my homie Chili Chew. Yeah, yeah.
We give it up for Platinum Queen.
We give it up for Platinum Queen. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rather with Don Calypso, T-Speedy, or Scholar. Make you wanna holler, like tips from a hollow. Platinum Queen, roll call goes as follow. Miss Optimism, beautiful butterfly, double up in the house. Don't ask why, Miko and Miss Quiet, songs of worship reply. Miss Computer Lady, Black Man, Abe and I. So go and testify, just call in. Platinum Queen's got the West Coast ride again. Rich in B.C. and the Covino Man. Got the chat room blowing up, so y'all tune in. Rolling.
We're giving up for Platinum Queen.
What's cracking with you? Now tuned in to the most dangerous radio show on the internet, on Blog Talk, in the galaxy, in the universe. You know why? Because we tune in to what's going on in the neighborhoods, in the communities, to reach out and at least try to help with the kids, with your kids. Giving underground artists, you know what I'm saying, that don't have deals, an opportunity to be heard. Call in number 347-884-8239 every Sunday, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Ladies, we want to hear from you.
We're giving up for Platinum Queen. Chili Chill is on the
scene. Yeah, 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 yeah.
We're giving up for Platinum Queen.
California.
We're giving up for Platinum Queen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Chili Chill is on the scene.
West Coast.
We're giving up for Platinum Queen.
West Coast.
Hey, Shonda. Hey, sis. You start the show off, and we'll be right if they hear from a queen first. What's today's topic about?
Well, today's topic today is the Male Summit, Black Men Under the Gun. Now, with all due respect, Shonda, the original host of the show, she's recovering a little bit. I hope she's listening, and she's getting well. So we send all our well wishes to Shonda, and I have on my side today, Don Calypso. He'll pop in a minute. I have a caller from area code 832. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, man, it's the Dean calling in to weigh in on y'all topics.
Yes, sir. How you doing today?
What's good with you?
Well, no, glad to have a heavy hitter like yourself on the show. Before we start the show off, it's like, tell us five great things that the world can benefit with your presence.
Well, the first thing that can benefit with my presence is learning how to be a man, learning how important your last name is, learning the importance of respect, learning the importance of how to be, I don't know if I can say, I'll say that coochie up in the bedroom. And last, and last but not least, is learning about success, not just in the bedroom, but financial.
Okay, that's what's up. And the best thing that is that you said it without having to stutter, stammer, but you said it with confidence. That means you need a great deal, which you know about yourself. And today, we're going to cover a myriad of topics, but on occasion, we're going to have the women, when they decide to chime in, ask men for their open and brutally honest opinion, because we're not coddling to nobody. Have it, should have to. And actually, I want to run this first question about you, or to you. And as one of a respected man yourself, what is your respective view on the state of black men today?
Well, it's not just a state of black men, but it's a state of men. But you use black men, I'll go with black men. The state is that we are in serious trouble, not just as far as education-wise. We're in trouble in all facets, and all the facets you can think of, because young black men, or men, I like to, you know, it's an epidemic everywhere. But for young black men, they have no leadership. They have no idea what it means to be a man. And unfortunately, they're being raised by these moms who don't have any idea of how to treat or train their sons into being something that they're not. So what they're doing is they're teaching their boys how to be more like feminine women than men. And that alone, you can see the result of that if you turn your TV on, you watch football, which used to be a gladiator sport. You know, you watch it everywhere. Boys can't play anymore, roughhouse anymore, climb trees. You know, they use all these words as bullying and stuff. So it's been really feminized since that and the days of, you know, everybody's a winner, especially when they're losers. But, you know, that's just, you know.
I wholeheartedly agree with those sentiments. I've seen, I do, like, as raised, I'll say about around the 80s and 90s, having, and before there was Facebook, our social media was going outside and playing. Teen sports, we learned how to communicate, not online, but actually like learn how to do conflict resolution. We had, I guess, a juvenile sense of politics, where we handled things in a respective manner. Like the whole bullying thing, that went on, but there was a point where the bullshit had to stop. It was,
well, they was handled behind the scenes, though. They went behind the woodshed. You would, yeah, and then you go out and play afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, and we walked it off. There was a time where I got bullied at to a point, and then like my mom and my dad sat me down. I had a basically an ultimatum. I said, either you go out there and whoop his ass, or you come home and get your ass beat twice.
All day, absolutely.
Given those options, I beat the shit out of that dude. And if nothing else was said, they left me alone, knowing that my parents had my back. There wasn't anything like they have nowadays. They have this thing called, I think it's like bully camp, where kids go to like a camp where if they get bullied or something, they go talk about it, which is really unheard of. But
and hold hands and sing kumbaya.
Yeah, there's something with dinning and, I don't know, some like back out box or something. But again, I have a real serious concern about things I see, and I'm pretty sure not just the men in general, but, you know, the women, they could chime in on themselves. But again, this is things about us, because a lot of times we go under the radar, sometimes on purpose, because the things that affect us, some things we have some co-conspirators to, and most people don't want to own up to it. But, again, like, how's everything been with yourself since we haven't heard from you in a minute?
Oh, I've just been moving along. I'm creating a website. I still haven't know if I want to use womenaintshit.com or Ladies Wake Up, but trying to come up with something to be the dad that they never had and kind of try to help some of these ancient, you know, bitches out, so to speak, on how to be more ladylike than act like a bunch of hood rat women that just, you know, you can nail to the coffin but not put a ring around. So, I mean, I'm not trying to be the bad guy here, but I'm trying to do something. I'm trying to do my part.
Oh, Jesus. And we have a caller from the 323. 323.
What's up, Ronan? It's
Rode
from L.A.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Can't call it. What are we talking about today?
Well, today's topic is the Men's Summit. We are discussing Brothers Under the Gun, and this is where we address male topics today. And when the women feel the need to chime in, they'll call in or put something on the boards. Well, hopefully call in, read that board thing, and ask us anything, but we are not allowed to sugarcoat shit. That's
good. Awesome. Okay.
And
sounds like a plan.
Wanted to get your opinion on what is your personal perspective of the state of black men in general.
Where do I start? All right. In my direct, basically, me being able to say that I'm 48 years young and I'm knocking on 50's door, I've experienced quite a bit in my life when it comes to racism, job discrimination, et cetera, et cetera. But, the main thing that really black men really experience is, the child support situation. The child support system is in shambles, all right? Brothers do not get a break on that. I'm still getting garnished for my wages, and all of my kids are grown. So you want to talk about under the gun? That's one major thing of being under the gun. We take care of our kids the best way we can. We lose a job. Women file child support. We can't pay it, so the interest goes up. And by the way, the interest is 100%. All right. How do they expect us to get out of the hole, particularly when the kids are grown? And do you know why I still pay?
What's that?
Because the mother never dropped the case.
Well, can I say something about that?
Sure.
Again, on our show, or not my show, but a guy that does a show on our site called, his name is Greg Doss. He shows men how to go to court and show how not to pay child support for children because they're equally yours. But not your situation. But one thing I always do, I teach my clients and my guys, is that we got to stop looking at the end result of court, because we know court is set up for the woman anyway. We got to teach these guys to stop messing with these ain't shit, ratchet ass women that ain't about shit. That's only good for a cum basket, and that's it. They ain't good for a ring. We shouldn't have kids with these ancient women. That's what we need to start doing, man.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. In my situation, I didn't have a problem with paying child support. I was married to. Married twice, and all of my, kids that I have, that are now grown up, the range is age 30 to 24. They were with two women, and I was married to both of them. So I don't have a problem with paying the child support or supporting my children or raising my children. The problem that I have is when a brother goes through hard times, The child support people don't care about that. They will take
your
driver's license.
Right. No.
Yeah. Whether I'm a good father or not, you get your driving privileges revoked. So you can't even get a job, even if you wanted one. You know what I mean?
That's why I'm saying your situation is different. That's why I'm saying yours is different, because you're married twice. But there are guys who aren't married that are fucking these ain't ratchet ass women and getting them pregnant. Well, I won't say they're getting pregnant; it's the woman getting pregnant. The men are fucking them, but the women decide to keep the children.
Yeah, like I said, because on the flip side of that coin, they pick them. They pick them, and we got. You're absolutely right. We got to tell these brothers, strap up. I mean, if you're gonna lay with a woman, is she good enough to be the mother of your children? You have to ask yourself that.
Yeah.
And if she's not, strap up, or at least ask her if she's on any type of contraceptive or anything like that, because there's thousands. They have thousands of ways of to keep from getting pregnant. When they get pregnant, it's because they want to, man. And you know why they want to? Because they want to sit up here and get on food stamps, welfare food stamps. You know what I mean? Just lazy ass, ratchet ass motherfucking bitches. I get sick of that shit.
there's a bigger issue, though. These ancient bitches don't have daddy. They got daddy issues because daddy fucked mom, didn't want to have the kid, but mom kept it anyway. The mom built another ratchet bitch. Then that ratchet chick went on. You know, again, these women are walking lies. Fake hair, fake eyes, fake nails, you know, clothes to make them look one size smaller. Then they got the nerve to say they want a real man. And then you come along and fuck them because, you know, they look good. And you like, hey, I don't want, you know, I just want to get that pussy. And they're like, well, okay, that's fine. And then you fuck them, and they slip up. I say the guys slip up and fuck without rubbers. But then when they're like, you know what, I don't want the baby. Like, no, it's my baby. My baby need love. And it was a cycle again.
Yeah, and it doesn't stop.
Here's what I want to ask you, fellas, because like, it seems like from what I'm gathering, not just from this conversation, but from what I see on and offline, are you saying that quite a few children, or quite a few generations, are the results of, or just collateral damage from clitorical and basically Tinder dick decisions?
Born from a fuck, yes. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. A lot of kids are not born from love. They're born from a piece of ass that they got, and the guy didn't realize, you know what, she'd tell him, like, you know what, I can't have kids no more, so you don't have to wear rubber. Or he's immature, and he don't wear one. He gets her pregnant, and then she has a child. Now, remember, once you see the difference between fucking and getting pregnant is once she gets pregnant, you have no choices. You have no say-so whatsoever in what she decides on doing. Because at that point, the government is on her side. So as soon as she gets that plus sign, that's a dollar bill sign in her eyes. And she bypasses the kids' education. As you can tell, you can turn on the news and look at the crime and all other stuff from a lot of men who have black men who have single moms, prison systems and education and all other stuff, because mom still wants to be on Facebook, still wants to get that guy or try to attract a man to be daddy.
Yeah, and they put naked pictures on Facebook of themselves and stuff like that. Why they at it? Oh, I'm a good woman. I'm just like, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm a pirate. Right.
Let me ask you guys this, because like we have seen this numerous times where there are – now, some are real tacky with it. Some will have their child in the background while she's got her ass crack spread open and put that on Facebook. But what are your thoughts when you see a woman herself – there's one thing to you. Yes, I'm a decent, upstanding woman. And then you see these pictures on not just Facebook, but other things on and offline, and then there's a conversation to my past and my past. What do you guys...
my past. That's what they all want. See, the thing is, they all want to complain that the past is my past. He was a deadbeat dad. He was no good. He was an ain't shit man. But I'm like, wait a second, you fucked him. And it wasn't like all of a sudden he didn't turn 80. He wasn't an ain't shit individual after you had sex with him. You knew he wasn't shit, but you fucked him anyway.
Ninja Turtles 2, yep. The movie. Remember what Master Splinter said? The past returns. That's all I got to say about that. And we got P. Smitty, and we got Tony from Hot Topics Talk Radio. So I'm going to open both of their lines. I'm going to mute myself again.
Hey, what's going on? What are you guys talking about right now?
Ancient bitches.
Wow. This is a men's summit. We're discussing things with men's topics. And say to the women, they feel free to chime in and ask men a question. But do understand, ladies, this is not going to be a pillow fight. This is going to be a straight-up conversation.
And Smitty, yes, we're also talking about how Auburn anally raped Alabama Crimson Tide without any lube. And I know you feel bad about it, but be a man. Deal with it.
We're not even going
to talk about Alabama. Go to hell, man.
And you know what? I know that a lot of women are probably going to be listening to this, and it's just like, oh, you know what? They hate women. We're bashing women. Okay, ladies, hey, just to let you ladies know, we do not hate y'all. We're trying to help y'all. Okay? But the problem is that most of you do not want to listen. That's simply a statement of fact.
And never listen to a woman, guys. please, every man listen, never listen to a female that's based on emotions. That's what they run on. They don't run on logic.
Hey, hey, especially if she's not your wife, right? Because if she's your wife, you really don't have no choice.
Exactly.
Right? But especially if she's not your wife.
You know what, though? I heard what Steve was talking about, like, he's still fucking these dudes. It's kind of like that story in Chicago. I mean, East St. Louis, one of those hell holes like to make fun of. Where the girl got stabbed by the boyfriend, by the baby daddy to death when he got out of jail. But everybody's mad because he made videos criticizing her for staying with her. Fuck that. I'm like, you got two kids by this guy, by him and some other cat. He stabbed you in the neck before, knowing what type of man he is. You stayed with him and testified on his behalf. Now, I'm supposed to feel sorry for you, but go ahead and flip the genders, though. If that was a man and a woman stabbed him, what they going to say? Ah, oh, he should have known better. He knew what he was getting into. If you're going to say that about us, it's the exact same thing with you. And the other
Absolutely.
Thing is, why you going to have that around your kids? And that's what most of these women out here who have these losers, having them around your kids. Who, you know, that shows me you don't care about your kids. I'm just keeping
that's
it real.
It. Hey, hanging out with, oh, I like, why are you hanging out with him? Because I like his braids.
Ah, God. Yeah, you understand, women are born, and women what we call attention whores, and they seek attention like air. I think they seek it more than air. If we could switch it around, they would suffocate if they had a choice to choose, because everything they do is try to attract us. And a woman's going to tell you right now, no, that's not true. I don't do it for you. God damn it, stop lying on your dick. You know damn well everything you do is for us. And the problem is, oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, if someone could stop all the aluminum foil, but Tony,
yes,
do you have a question or something to add to this?
You know, I want to go back to a statement that was made a little earlier, and I tend to agree when we talk about, you know, men who, you know, find themselves in the situation with all these babies and having babies with these, you know, what we call ratchet women these days. I tend to agree with that. But I also have to say that women also have to take some sort of responsibility as to whom they are laying down with. That's the whole key. I think now that everything is just so free and easy and everybody is just sleeping with anybody and everybody, that they don't look at the fact that what if I was not safe and did not, you know, use birth control? And what if there was a baby that came along as a result of this? People don't, they don't take into consideration what the consequences are, what the end result is. And that's when you're talking about dealing with people that don't take responsibility for themselves. Everybody now, in today's time, I don't think that they look at the fact that, you know, it's just not a free leg. There's no way that you consider it, okay, this is a one-night stand. There's no way you can do that. So that one-night stand turns into 9 months later and then 18 years from that. So people
I think they know, though.
Yeah, in a lot of cases, they do know, because you do find women, and I know I might catch a lot of flack from women that might be listening in, but in a lot of cases, you do find women nowadays thinking it's cute to just have a baby and not know who this person is and what he's about. But it is the woman's responsibility. Ultimately, it is the woman's responsibility to be the one that says either no, yes, and only with a condom, or no, not at all, because you don't have your shit together.
Wow.
So that's the woman's responsibility.
Wow.
You know what,
and, if there's a gentleman, if there's a guy out there that, you know, because, I mean, as black men, you know, we are just a target, and a lot of the ladies that I speak to, they say, oh, you know, that's just an excuse. Well, historically, we know that that's not true. You know, we have it a little bit harder than our white counterparts, even our Latino counterparts. We're having it hard right now, but, you know, we still have to take responsibility for the decisions that we make, and me being the father of four daughters, I tell them that all the time.
Absolutely.
You Yeah, I was just telling. I'm like, yes, I have four children, ages 30 to 24, and I was married to both of their mothers. I stayed in their lives, and three of my kids are in college.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them got her master's degree.
Yeah, and see, and that's what's interesting is that, you know, today we don't talk to our daughters enough. And the reason why I think that you have those out there that what we call quote-unquote attention whores is because we don't validate our daughters enough and even our sons enough at home.
I agree.
Everything, you know what I'm saying? So without that validation, then a girl child, a woman child, female child, will then seek that attention outside the home, and God knows what will be the fly in the trap on that.
I'm sorry, but the problem is that it's hard to validate your daughter when daddy's not around, because all he was doing was trying to get in mommy's pants because she was putting her ass out on the internet, and he didn't want the kid. Now, I believe men should be responsible for their children, and I can't knock a guy for not being responsible. But if he doesn't want the child, he's not going to be invested in the child. So that means so the girl's kind of screwed. I mean, because mommy,
right.
I mean, you can see, I believe women, little girls, learn how to deal with or find good men through their dads. Not their moms, but their dads.
That is true. But see, the thing is, and I fully agree with you, absolutely 100% agree with you, that a girl child, female child, does need to have a representation of what a man is in the home. But in a lot of cases today, we know that is not the norm.
Yeah, which goes back to making the right decision about to have children with.
Yeah. I don't want to cut in. I just want to let you guys know Straight Truth BC is also on the line. He had his hand up. I'm just opening his mic so he can also chime in, and you guys can continue. Sorry for the interruption. I'll say this real quick.
Where you calling from?
Oh, I'm on by. Okay, go ahead.
Where was that?
We were bringing in area code 252. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yeah, this is Mike. My name's Mike. I'm calling from Raleigh, North Carolina. What's up, bro?
What's good, Mike? Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah, man. I just wanted to make a comment. I would like the lady to comment on this, and this is one thing I see a lot, too. You have these ladies that have babies by all different type of dudes, and most of them are dirtbags. But then when they get out in the dating world, they want to be all picky about the men they choose, which I don't have a problem with that. But why aren't you picky about who you let run up in you raw before you had this baby? But now you get up in the world and you want to be crazy picky. I mean,
yeah.
I don't understand that.
I don't understand it either. To be honest with you, I don't understand it either. Because we pretty much, you know, I have a show too. And that's going to, you know, be
Yeah, we need to talk, because I need to get on your show to educate these women.
No, I'm not coming here to take listeners. But we had just done a show last week, and it was based on the area of the word respect. And we know what the word respect means. We know the definition by way of what Webster says and what Wikipedia says, and we know that by how we have been raised by parents of the past. We know what that is. But the question was centered on what is the meaning of respect today versus what it was yesterday? Or has the meaning changed at all, you know, versus what it used to be for people now, you know, for young people now? The problem when you have, you know, when, and I'm going to go back to what you were asking, is about these women that have all these, you know, let's baby daddy, I don't even like that term, but all these children by all these different men, and then have the nerve to say, well, I want this kind of man. He has to be this. He has to have that. He has to do that and the other, and he has to respect me. Well, your respect left a long time ago, about 3-4 children back, about 3-4 men back. And if you have nothing to bring to the table to offer in return for the respect and all of these things that you're requiring from this man, then how dare you? How dare you?
Well,
Please call the witness protection program because they're going to come after her. Please call the witness protection program. Tony Breedlove, we need her in protective custody because she just pissed off, I think, Elephant Sisterhood. Carry on.
You know what? The one thing he was talking about, these kids and stuff, you know, I'm 35. I'm in that dating range, so I can still date younger and a little older. I see so many women in their early 20s with kids by multiple dudes and still think they can get the creme de la creme of brothers. Don't ask me. And what happens, me having no kids, anything like that, they get mad at me. And I'm like, no, that's something I don't want. Because, to be honest, which I don't want to take on. I have dated women with kids, but I just realized that I can't take on the responsibility I don't want it. Then they get mad saying I hate it. My mama, I actually love my mom and my sister.
No, you are a responsible man. Because whether or not you choose to be with this woman or not, if she has four or five children, the moment that you step into either a courtroom or a church and you put your name on a wedding or a marriage certificate, you have become responsible. So when in fact, if that relationship fails and it goes south, what will happen is that now you are still responsible for those children because you've assumed that responsibility the day that you said I do to the mother of these four and five children.
That's right.
No matter what anybody tells you. You know what else?
I got area code 410 coming. 410, what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Jade from Maryland.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. I just wanted to make a comment.
Okay.
First of all, let me just say this. I think that it shouldn't be just the ladies that be responsible, although we do have to be responsible for the things, for the kind of gentleman that we pick. But I think that these men also need to understand that if you don't want kids, if there's a chance that you think that she's going to trap you or get you pregnant or get pregnant, I think I think that he needs to understand that too. I think that there needs to be a communication between both of them when they're coming into this relationship, whether it's just a fuck thing, whether it's, I'm going to try to work it out and have a relationship with you. Because here's the thing that I'm hearing from you all, and I kind of wanted to just express this, that I believe that sometimes when it comes to these ladies that have three, four, and I don't have three, four kids from three, four different daddies, so I don't want y'all to assume that Jade has this, that's why she called in. But I do talk to women that have more than two, three kids from different fathers. I think that what it is that sometimes women have, they don't think, they have children at a young age. And so what happens is when they start deciding that after three, four, five kids, I need some expectation. I need to start having a list and an objective before this guy comes into my life. I think that the reason that is because they're starting to realize, even though later on and even though it's too late now, that now they're learning that and figuring, okay, I have all of these kids. Some of the fathers are not in the picture. I need to have some expectations for myself. Mm-hmm. And so even though it may be late, they're thinking later on instead of they should have been thinking at the first and second child. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I just kind of
want
to get that out there.
Can I respond?
Before you get to
that, hi, Jade. This is Tony. I hear exactly what you're saying. And everybody is not void everybody makes mistakes. I get that.
Hey, Tony, can you hold on a second? I don't think you heard. Tony, hold on a second. Ronan wanted to get the name of the caller from area code 901 before we let you in.
Oh, Barry White sound ass, maybe.
Oh, it's Joe Neckbone checking in.
Oh, Joe Neckbone, all right.
Yeah.
All right, Neckbone, we're going to let the Tony answer the question, and then you can
go next. I just wanted to respond to Jade because, you know, I totally understand what she's saying, and I understand respectfully. I really do. But I think what the problem is that, and what I hear from a lot of men, is that there would be something different if the woman was, if the man said, okay, I don't want to be in a relationship with someone with, you know, all of these children. It's not so much as always a put down to the woman. It is just saying, I choose not to take that responsibility. But the problem comes in when a man tells a woman that I don't want to be with someone that has all these children, and then her direct response is, well, you ain't shit. You just like the rest of these Negroes out here.
I get what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying? So
no,
then
I feel you, sister. But what I'm thinking of on a man's point is that if he sees all of these kids, when he walks up in that room and he sees all them kids, he shouldn't be dropping his pants to have sex with her in the first place, if that's the case. Because guess what? Nine times out of ten, that's one of them that's added to her list of children that she's getting ready to have from him. And then he's calling entrapment. And sometimes, brothers, you do that. You know, I'm not saying all of them. And I want to say not all women do this either, because I feel like I'm hearing the conversation and it's saying women instead of some women. Or, you know, because not all women are like that. Just like not all men are like that.
I like to say all women. I will say women, and I will ask you this simply, and you can by answering these questions, you'll prove my point that it's you making the final choice. What is it called when a man forces himself on a woman when she says no? That's rape.
That's
right. Thank you. All right. Put that aside. Okay, it's rape. So does a man enter a woman or a woman enter a man? Enters a woman. Okay. Third thing is that a man cannot get pregnant. Why do y'all women think that we get pregnant? Y'all get pregnant. Everything you make a choice. Remember, you choose to allow a ratchet man inside of you. You choose to allow him inside of you with no rubber, and you choose to have the baby even if he tells you he doesn't want the baby. You can't blame him. He just wants to get that ass. That's what we are here for. We got to strip away the internet and fire and electricity and look what we're here for, procreation. We just want that ass, and we're going to do it any means necessary, and I'm not saying it's the right thing. What I'm saying is, as a woman, you know that's what we want from you. And you're acting like, I'm all innocent, and, you know, I didn't know. I didn't know he jizzed up inside of me with no rubber. Come on, man, really?
Hold on a second. Let us let BC chime in. When I opened his line, I guess he was trying to be polite, let everyone else speak. We kind of fucked over him.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. I hear what the brother's saying, it's kind of like, wow. Okay, go ahead.
I got a question when it's my chance. So I got a quick question.
Go ahead. And then the next one can answer it. Yeah, we can hear you.
All right. Yeah, because I sit up here listening, right? And, the lady said mistake. Right. It's not a mistake. Having a baby is not a mistake.
Thank you.
Okay. That's first and foremost. Secondly, you know, I hear somebody say ratchet men getting inside of women. Right? The responsibility falls on both parties. You know, now I sit up here and we can get on the sisters, but let me tell you something, right? You know, men have to take responsibility, not because an individual sit up there naked and say, come get it. And you know that she ornery, you know that she's rapid, you're going to just go get it. Because what you have just done and what you have just said, you sell the good man short. That all we want to do is sit up there and just be inside a woman without no care or concern. Right?
Right.
What we are talking about is trifling men and trifling women right now.
Right.
That's what we're talking about. We need to sit up here and elevate and start talking about the men that are taking responsibility, the women that are doing the things that they need to do. Not every man that's still up here is trifling. Not every woman is trifling.
Right.
I'm not saying
mistake on a child. I'm not saying that the kid's a mistake. No child is a mistake, sir.
Yes, they
are. What I was saying is the choices that a woman makes, that she's later on thinking, you know, I've made some wrong choices. choices in my life when it came to men. I've made mistakes in my life with the decisions that I've made. And that's why I said that later on, maybe it's 3 or 4 kids down the road, that she's now thinking, I need to have some type of expectation here. Because originally when I called in,
a mistake.
Can I just one thing, right? One is a mistake. One you can go back and say, yes, I've made a mistake. I slept with the wrong individual. But when you come to 3, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, no, I don't give you a pass for that. You know better. And you didn't do
that. You don't
better.
Have to. I'm just saying, when I had called in originally, the conversation was talking about women having these children and then later on having some type of expectation on a man, and it's like, no, you can't do that. So my thing was, sometimes men are young and they don't think. They learn on later on. They wait later on and then decide. And it's, of course, it's 2, 3, 4 kids later, but then they say, you know, I got all these kids. Some of the fathers are not in the picture. I'm just explaining how some women think, not all of them, but I'm just saying that there are some women who probably think later on. Some people bloom later on in life, and later on it takes lateness for them to think and say, okay, I need to do something different because I keep doing the same damn thing and it's not working.
And you know what,
James? Before everyone goes on, here's the point that from grade 8 in my head is, I believe it was, I don't know if it was an excuse or a reason, but that thing when someone says they don't think, that is exceedingly dangerous, especially when it comes to the arena of sex. Like if it takes 3 to 5 kids to actually get a genuine thought after the fact, we're in trouble.
Yep,
we're
in serious
trouble.
I agree.
I would like to add something because my phone is about to die, and I just want to get off. But I just want to ask everybody on the line, how many of us have children?
Not me.
I do.
I got wanted children. You got to define. Is it wanted children or children that are being fucked from a fuck?
Well, I mean, okay. Well, you know, my point is, all of the young people that are having kids right now begins with parenting. You know, as parents,
right.
we should let the kids know, hey, look, don't have any kids unless you're ready to. Like, if I had a son, I don't have any sons, but if I had a son, I would tell him, hey, look, unless you're ready to get married and make that woman your wife, don't be making no babies with her. Same with the young girl. Hey, look, if you're not ready, do not become a mother before you become a wife. Become a wife first, then start making.
Yeah, but
kids.
You know what though? Here's the deal, and it really boils down to this, right? Women, black women in particular, have a problem separating the pimp from the prophet, and they fall for the pimp every fucking time. And I cannot understand why. I mean, it just blows my mind.
Because they got good brains.
Every time. Every time. And, you know, a prophet will lead you into truth, and a prophet will give you truth. It may not be truth that you're comfortable with. It may not even be truth you want to hear. But a prophet will always lead you to truth. But a pimp is always going to get his. And you guys fall for that every time. Every time. Why do you think all these pimp creatures are making all this money? They're not making it all,
it's
dude.
Real talk.
They're not making it all, guys. Y'all fall for it every time. And so you got to ask yourself, what is it about these pimps that is attracting me? What are they saying that I'm attracted to?
Because they're not putting up with their bullshit.
Right. In essence, they're telling you what you want to hear. And I had to tell a woman the other day, may you get the pimp you deserve. Because she is so adamant and about what she won't get that and Steve Dean has put it on one of his shows that the ones that actually think that they're hard to get are the easiest ones to get.
The easiest ones, very.
Hey, can I bring up something real quick? See, the problem is, it's like I always hear about what a man is responsible. Yeah, but it's the problem. Everybody keep wanting a man who doesn't give a fuck to start being responsible. You cannot say anything to a man who doesn't give a damn about protecting himself. So,
right.
So my whole point on this is there are a lot of guys who just don't care. I cannot say anything to a man who doesn't care. It's like talking to the wall right now.
And that's why I said,
and I'll say this real quick. Also, in most cases, the people who don't want kids, seem to not have a problem not having kids. It's all about
right.
being responsible. And I tell you this, you'd be surprised at how many sisters I banged back in the day. In my college days, if I wanted to go up in no wrong, they wouldn't have stopped me.
They would have let
I'm fucking these chicks, and I'm fucking these chicks in less than 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So see, and I think, and don't you think that earlier when we were talking about that, don't you think that it would be, I mean, greater responsibility for a woman to know who she's fooling with? You know, and that's the thing. That
I'm
going to
let Nico answer that one.
I got daughters. You don't have to tell me.
Tony,
yeah,
I'm going to let Nico answer that one because she just got in. But just to point it, as a resident biologist, there is a double standard. It's biological. What women, I just want women to bear this in mind. So everyone's going to listen to the archives. Unlike men, you women run the risk of dying when during pregnancy and childbirth. It's unfair, but that is life. That's biology. No amount of feminist legislation is going to change that. Which is why when we tell you, you know, you have to be more careful, it's not that we're a bunch of pig-headed male chauvinists. It just so happened that, like Steve said, women get pregnant, but also women risk dying during pregnancy and during childbirth. I know it because my wife almost died. I almost became a single dad when my baby was born. And trust me, we wanted that child. I have a very sore prostate to attest to it. So those of us who are responsible, we want our child, we try hard. But people who are just sport fucking, they just seem to pop them up like peasants. Anyways, Nico, you've been patient.
Man.
Address what Tony was saying.
Thank you, John. How's everyone doing tonight?
Wonderful.
Hey.
Thank you.
Hey, what's going on?
Great. I've been listening for a little bit, and I think I definitely need to speak on, you know, the whole dynamic with women and men. Yes, I will admit, women, that there are men that don't care, that are dogs, that are doing the wrong thing. Yes, that's granted, and they have no right to do that, and they're completely wrong for it, but here's the but. We always know who they are. We always get these, you know, intuition feelings that something just isn't right. Sometimes it's really small at the beginning where he does something that's completely out of the character of the kind of man that you're looking for, and then you kind of just brush it off aside because you're like, oh, it's so small, it's nothing. And that was just a test. He was flinging that out there to see how much you were going to take it until
right.
you shut his whole thing down. Then he's like, oh, she took that? Well, let's see what happens when I escalate it one further, and then one further again, and then another one. And so they're doing everything that you could possibly thought that could happen to you. Everything is happening to you. And you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe this guy. He is such a horrible, but you kind of knew. You kind of knew in your gut that this person was totally not right, you know? They first it starts off with something small, like they disappear for like 3 days. And you're like, well, you know, we haven't been dating that long, so maybe it's not really that odd for him to disappear for 3 days. And then you start asking your friends, and of course you ask your friends, and they have dysfunctional relationships too, so they're not giving you any good advice. And then by the time you take a consensus, you're like, oh, you just squash it down. Then the next thing that happens is somebody comes back to you and they tell you, oh, well, I saw your man, you know, kind of chummy with some lady that we don't know. Then you're like, oh, I trust my man, and yeah, he's this and that. But you know deep down in your gut that guy has something completely wrong with him, but you keep brushing it off and brushing it off. Please, stop not following your instincts. Your instincts are always on point. And every time you go through this situation, it gets a little bit stronger. It gets a little bit stronger. So why would you take the knowledge that you've learned from each and every heartbreak and just ignore it each and every time? You have to
use
that as a
strong. Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? When you first meet someone, and how they approach you. Is that intuition, or is that simply based on how he approaches you? You know,
wait.
First off. You know,
uh-oh.
First off, it doesn't take rocket science to know
uh-oh.
That this person is basically no good when he approaches you.
Well, you know what he wants from you.
There's always a vibe. Why do you think that you reject so many different guys that approach you? Because each and every guy gives you a certain vibe that either you like, you don't like, and then you do a process in your head. Well, what am I willing to like compromise with in order to get X, Y, and Z, and you will like. Then you do the pro and con list. Oh well, you know, he's educated, he's smart, he's handsome, but you know he's a little bit unreliable, a little flaky. I don't know. And then
he wants to fuck you. But you forgot, he wants to fuck you from the beginning.
Yes.
You know that. You know
yes.
the only thing he doesn't
right.
want to hold
yes.
your hand and walk in the woods
right.
and put
right.
you on a boat. He wants to fuck you.
Yes, absolutely. And the thing is that there are three different types of guys. There are the good guys. There are the semi-good guys that want to fuck you, but they could be paid either way. And then you have the guys that are totally no good that you can't trust.
But they all want to fuck you, though.
I had to throw
a flag on the plate respectfully because right now you are Crip walking and Crip quicksand right now.
what are you talking about?
She's in a fairy tale right now. Jesus.
With all due respect, you are actually treading in some territory which you are going to get shot on multiple angles. I'm going to explain why. Because, again, you said these three specific guys. And we're not going to go on the whole Pookie Ray thing because it's a lot deeper than that. But the fact that there are those individuals that you said, especially the last two. And those are the last two who are getting first dibs.
Yeah,
first one,
and that's the problem.
So
not the problem for us.
So with that being said, this is what really shits on the whole woman's intuition conversations right now. I'm saying this with all due respect because, again, it's one thing you get a vibe, but then it's that challenge. It's that rush for taking this old Negro and trying to mold him into Mr. Belvedere. It just doesn't work.
This is an extension of feminism that has twisted in the wrong direction, you know?
But you understand something. As a man, what you say as a woman doesn't matter because you're a woman and everything you're saying is off of emotions. A man doesn't care, and I'm not trying to be mean, they don't care what you say because all we got to ask the question is, how long you been married? Now, see, if you've been happily married for over 10 years, then we should sit back and listen to you. But are you married at all?
Who is that?
I'm asking, are you married? Are you married?
I'm not the only unmarried person on this.
Okay, well, this is my point. My point is, if you're not even married, how can you give me advice on relationships when you're not even in a solid relationship? I'm sorry. This is just who I am, and all the guys know who I am because I don't deal in the bullshit. I just see things as honest. Y'all ladies got to get relationships before y'all can try to tell us what the problem is because you're part of the problem and not the solution. You don't have a ring on your finger.
I've been with my husband for over 17 years, so.
Okay, well, then I can listen to what you're saying because you have something to back credibility. Yeah. Oh, of course. Wait. Maybe y'all don't know who I am, and please allow me to unring this bell, ladies.
Steve, hold on. Okay. One quick thing I want to ask everybody, because there's so many of us on the line. When you speak to address a thing, just say identify yourself. Like, you know,
okay.
Steve, just say, "Yeah, this is Steve speaking," and then you say, "So we kind of have an idea who's saying what."
This is Steven. You call me Steven. Let me unring this bell and let me introduce myself, please. I am an ex-whore, a slut, and a gigolo. I have been fucking since the age of 9 years old. I was taught how to fuck women, okay? I have been going through you women like a hot knife through butter. It is only until I retired back in 1999 where I met my wife of 15 years now. But so now what I do is I teach guys how to sleep with you women, because 98% of you ain't about shit, and how to find a great lady. And which is very hard to do in this society. That's who I am. So this is what I do for a living. So this is, there you go. Just to let you know.
But you know what, though?
Noel,
so,
man.
Steve, this is Dave.
So are you saying that men aren't shit?
Oh, yes. I would never shit. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I ain't shit.
I'm just telling you.
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Done, Calypso.
B3, man. I was going to jump in and say real quick, this is Joe Neckbone. I'm on the end of the scale because I'm in my 50s. So now after you guys have had your 2-3 kids and been with Pookie and Ray Ray, now you want to re-virginize yourself. Now you want to have somebody that wants to court you and take you all the places that Pookie and Ray Ray didn't take you. And you know what? Fuck that. You know, and you know you know how many times I heard, I never even got taken to Applebee's, and now you want me to take you to Reese's?
Oh, my God.
Are you serious? You want me to take you to Broadway Plays?
Hey,
God,
this is BC, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's just Pookie. You spent 15 years going to jail putting money on Pookie's book. And then decided after 15 years,
oh my God,
and he ain't getting out, and now you're coming to me and you want to be courted? Are you fucking serious? You want me to court you after you
blew
majority of your life?
And that's what they all say when we're sleeping with them guys. Oh my God, in Jesus Christ, that's your name.
So I'm just saying, you know, you have to understand
how that.
Yeah, that life is being presented to me because I don't have any kids. I don't have any encumbrances, all right? So I'm free and clear to make any decision I want and how I want my life to go. And then you're coming to me with little man and Sinead and all that, you know, and then just you know what shamble that you've made of your life, and then you're telling me, oh, accept me and let's start fresh. Hell no. You crazy? Hell no. And so you guys have to understand how this affects you down the line, because when you hit your 50s, when you no longer fine, when the booty is sagging and the breasts are hanging.
That's at
35,
Joe.
Yeah. I mean, you know, dudes
get it right.
Look at you a different way. And it's so funny because I have a lot of friends now who used to get burned when they were young. In fact, a friend of mine who was fine as I don't know what said to me, I used to be able to go in the club and walk out with a handful of numbers. She said, now if I get the janitor's number, I'm happy. Okay? So, you know, how you live your life is going to be how you end it. You know, you're going to find yourself in a tight situation because you're going to be competing against a 20-year-old.
Now
you
got
no
room
at all.
Yeah, BC, please. BC wanted to chime in. Let BC chime in. I want to hear what he has to say.
Can you hear me, man?
We all can hear you, bro.
Don.
Put down the bottle of Wap on Day and speak, bro.
All right, listen to me, right? Check this out, right? You know, to each his own, right? You know, I'm a single parent, man. When you know the history. Your wife passed away when the kids were 3, 5, and 9. Now they're 28, 24, and 21. Two boys and a daughter. You know, I can understand some of the guys. I can understand some of the ladies, right? But every individual is different. I do not settle. Some of the guys, yeah, you settle for nonsense. Some of the women do the same thing. You understand what I'm saying? You know, somebody said they've been screwing since they were 9. I was brought up with a different set of integrities, characters, and morals. Okay, I was brought up with that. Okay, and I teach my kids that, and they implement that, and now they're moving forward to see the same thing. Right? Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying, right? If you sleep with trash, you're gonna get goddamn trash.
That's
if you mess around with trifling individual, you're gonna get trifling individual. So what I'm hearing is that you haven't raised your level, both men and women. They haven't raised their level of thinking in a higher order thinking to find the good women and the good man before they reach the 30, 40, 50, and 60.
Yeah.
Hey, BC, okay. That's relative, though. That's all relative to where you are in life.
No, but it's not. It's not. Let me, you know, my thing is, you know, I got a 28-year-old son. When he left here, he went to college, finished college, got his degree, right? Got married. After he finished, got a job, got married, built his home, right? Now they're working on kids. I got two other kids, a son and a daughter. Young adults in college don't have no kids yet. So it's what you teach these individuals. I don't want to
think about getting pussy at 9 years old, though, Joe.
I don't want to sit up here. My father didn't sit up here, or my mother or my grandmother, who raised 11 kids, boys and girls, right, when my grandfather died at a young age, to teach them morals, to sit up here and say, I want to teach you how to fuck at 9 years old.
Well, I wouldn't say teach you how to fuck. It's just that if you had the opportunity, I bet you would take it, though. You just didn't have the opportunity. That's all. You didn't have enough game at nine to get some pussy. That's all. Don't get mad at the guy.
That's what's wrong with black folks now. The game. It's not a fucking game.
No, it's
game.
Not a game.
Why,
I'm just being a man. I don't play no games with no women. You don't know me well. You don't know.
It's not a game. I'm a school teacher in the inner city, right? And I'm trying to get these kids that with single parents and grandparents right. And I'm telling you, right? Yes, I'm passionate about this because I will let an individual like you come to speak to them talking about.
I don't speak to kids. I speak to adults. I speak to adults. I don't speak to kids because that's not my genre. But you know what? They come to me because they don't know how to talk to women because all they hear from mommy is open doors for women and tell them how pretty they are, buy them drinks and dinner. So you can co-sign on that bullshit all you want. But when they want to get some pussy and get some respect, they come to me.
Well, be
real.
Hey, it's me.
They got
time
in real quick.
Hello. This is Joni. Let me
chime
in on that. You know, I have a son, 26 years old, educated, served his country, no children, not married, working, doing his thing, okay? I taught him to be respectful. I did not tell him that, you know, he should be out here, you know, sleeping with everything that moves. Because I know that he did not know coming up that there would be consequences to those actions.
What did his daddy teach him?
His daddy was not in his life, no.
Okay, that's my whole point. I understand, and I respectfully understand what you're saying as far as you teaching your kids.
Okay, let me say this.
Although
that his father was not in his life, I was raised with a certain level of standards and morals and values that I knew that I had to give my son, my man-child, okay?
But you're a woman.
Now, although that his father was not in his life, there were plenty of men, very respectful men, that were in his life. And I'm not saying men that ran up in here in my home and in me. But he was surrounded by very, you know, respectful men that taught him how to be a man.
Hey, Tony, I'm going to tell you, it's Mitty, man, a couple of things. There's a lot of shit that went on this one. It's like this. Most men, we all going to want to fuck. The problem is that, like, these young cats out here, they got to use protection. Let's just be honest. But, like, what BC was talking about, Steve, y'all don't realize how close y'all are because the thing is, BC taught your kids, especially your son, get your stuff together first, then start your family. You know,
right.
See the same way. It may even be said differently. But I have a question for the women, though. What is so appealing about a man who has no car, no home, nothing of his own?
Absolutely nothing.
But
there is nothing appealing, nothing. He would not get my attention. He would
that's
not.
Right.
That's why when you kept saying all women or women, I was like, no,
say.
Not all women are like that because I'm not going to talk about
a woman
like that.
Ma'am. If somebody say women, that means some. All the time someone says all is when we say all. And no one ever says all because we know it's not all. We don't know every single person in the United States of America. We don't know
why
every
do women always
situation.
Say it ain't me? Why do you always say that's not me? I'm not like that.
Ma'am, you know what else, though? And I got a break. Hey,
know why I'm getting ready to answer your question? Because I have two kids. Yes, I have two kids. Like I told you, this is Jay Hawkins. I have been with my husband for over 17 years. We have a child
together.
Oh, you're married. Yes, I'm married, yes. Yes.
Okay, yeah.
So that's why I can proudly say, no, I'm not like that.
Okay.
That is for you. That's your answer right there for me.
Okay, okay.
You're married,
very, very. Oh, excuse me. This is Steve the Dean Williams. Stephen. But
yes,
this,
yes,
is, this,
Stephen,
is, this,
yes.
This, this is this is this. But this is the thing I'm saying though. Before you got married, what, were you a virgin, or did that one guy whisper that good yak in your ear to make you open your legs?
I just
oh, so you were married for 17 years straight. Were you a virgin? You were a virgin when you got married?
No.
Oh.
You're not
so,
listening to me.
Okay.
Obviously. You didn't listen to me.
But you're making my point. You see, I understand you married for 17 years, but with the guys
are... See, originally, your example, and this is why I originally called in, because y'all were talking about 3, 4, 5 kids that women go through before, and then have an expectation for a brother, okay? Mine was 1 to 2. So I went through 2, and my second one was good. So we still here still today, over 17 years later. That's why I called it.
Oh,
boy.
One of y'all brothers said 98% at Wisely.
Yes, it's true. 98% of you women ain't
ma'am.
Shit.
Hey, it's Smitty. Ma'am, I got to say this, Smitty.
That's why I asked you about the brothers. Are you saying the brothers that are? Yeah. Yeah.
I'll say this, Smitty. Okay, I'll say this real quick. First, in most cases, us men, we own up to it. And we also, if we see our homeboys messing around, they got a good girl, and they doing and they fucking up, we will take them aside and say, hey, man, you fucking up. We all done that. We don't go on blogs talking and put everybody's business out there. But also, when everybody say they were married to their husband got divorced, see, that's a difference between being married and divorced than just fucking and got kids out just fucking. There's a whole different ball of wax there. And I think that's what people are missing.
But you know what, though? I mean, something that you guys have to keep in mind is this, all right? When you start having kids out of wedlock and you deny access to their fathers, you're creating the Frankenstein of the future. And so, you know, I listened to what the other woman said about she brought, you know, men of quality around her son. But those are men of quality that she judged, not that her son judged. And,
here
you
go.
And so this is something you have to really understand. Like, I learned how to judge men by watching my father shake hands with them. Now, some guys, he would shake hands and pat them on the back, and I knew that these were men I could trust. Then other guys, he would just shake hands and back away, like, these are dudes that to be feared. And then other guys, he wouldn't even shake hands with them at all, and those guys wasn't shit. So just by listening and watching how my dad interacted with other dudes, that I learned how to judge other dudes. And this is something that a lot of guys that are growing up in single-parent households that are run by mothers miss. They miss
mm-hmm.
this. And either there's a lot of subtle lessons that are handed down from father to son that you cannot recreate as a single mother.
Never,
and it has nothing
ever.
To do with a limitation of you. It's just that it's the way it's supposed to be. There are lessons that men have to teach boys. And there are a lot of dudes that are coming out and coming into the world that are creating families, but they are not complete men. They are missing certain subtle cues. And they're going to seek out a guy like Steve the Dean to fill in the blanks. And that's what's happening.
And it's not just about getting the ass. It's about being – it's about demand. See, the problem is men don't know what their last name means, the power of the last name is something that a woman should be honored to have. And that's what I teach my guys also. Now, don't get me wrong. There are guys that come to me because they want to get ass from you women without paying for it, which I can show them easily because for some reason – it's been said on the TV, internet, that you should pay and buy women a bunch of frivolous shit to fuck them when you don't have to. So I help those guys out on that because they don't have to buy you a drink to get your ass. Please, give me a break. But I also teach them about demanding respect and what a good lady is, not a woman, but a lady.
Yep. And you know what else? So it's Mitty, man. And the problem is like, I'm glad, like Tony, I think she was talking about her son. She got the positive guys around. I'm not knocking her. I'm just going to speak in general here. So that means not all to the one that's angry. Most men don't give a damn about the kids. If they ain't there. But,
really?
Like, but at the same time, there are good men, but there are decent guys who will help out. And
really?
The problem is that, now, I'm not knocking anyone's situation. If you can find a decent guy that can help out, hey, more power to him, and I hope the best for him. But at the same time, most men don't give a damn. Look at the animal kingdom. Look what happened. Those cubs get killed. And, but see, also, but also, I will say this also. The more kids you have by different, especially by different dudes, the more broke the man you're going to end up getting. Keeping it real. And so the problem is that, and see, I'll say this real quick. I'll say this. Now, I know there's exceptions out there. I'm not going to list one exception from y'all know from 96. I'm not doing that. The problem is that, let's just be honest here. You may have a guy, let's say, 30 years old, got his stuff together, you know, went to school, did all the right things, brother, no kids, anything. What does he see out there in general? A lot of chicks with kids. That kind of, and I've been in that situation. That it kind of, you know, because I was taught to get your stuff together. Get all your stuff together before you start a family. I ain't let a chick go because I ain't have my shit together. But what happened? You get out there now, you say, okay, I may look for a good woman. Hey, problem bringing kids and stuff. And it ain't divorce. It's just fucking. And expect me to go ahead and climb the Great Wall of China and scale these mountains for her. Hell no. Because I'll finish with this. Because, see, what ladies are missing out on, the older a man gets, see, the problem is they ain't catching their chips in their prime. A lot of times, for men, our primes, we hit 25, 30, 35. And once we have our stuff together, guess what that makes us? Marketable. So why am I going to buy the 2001 Mercedes if I could buy the 2014? You know, I'm just keeping it real.
I'm back on the show because I got put off a little bit.
Yeah.
And I wanted to get everybody's thoughts since we're going back on point. When T. Smitty talked about the children, since there are children who are listening to us as well and seeing what they have set in front of them, I want to go down the line respectively and actually get the thoughts and opinions on what you guys see now and what should be done. One thing that should be done from every individual, and starting with Dean. Dean, what you have?
Well, God, there's so many. Let me just choose one. There's so many. The first thing they should do is realize that everybody's not a winner and stop giving all these loser-ass kids trophies and lying to them. Well, because they go into life thinking they're a winner, then they find out they're a loser, and it crushes them.
Who told you?
Well, I'm glad you asked. You know who told me? The guy that told me how easy it is to fuck y'all women. That, you know what? I'm a winner. And you know why I'm a winner? Because I can fuck you women and get y'all to do shit for me without me spending any money. And that's just not even a part that makes me a winner. That's just how easy y'all are. So don't get mad at me.
It won't make you a winner on Judgment Day.
Let me have this one real quick. So you had sex when you were married? Oh, wait, you're not married, though, right? But you're still having sex.
I'm not trying to stand up here and make myself sound like I'm a winner because of what I do.
I'm 42, and let me tell you why I'm a winner. I live more of a Christian life than you Christians do because, look,
you pollute the minds of young men.
Okay.
Now it's polluted. I'll be quiet.
Let's get back on point.
I'm sorry. I love the churches. I'm sorry. My bad.
That's a whole other conversation that we can get into. We're in education mode. We're in education mode today. So
okay.
We are concerning ourselves with our possible future who are listening here, or the people who are currently doing what they're doing and looking to get things right. So this is what we're looking to do today. So this is the young males today because, again, there's a lot of things that they're missing, a lot of things, especially with the involuntary more than voluntary passing. So that's why I was asking every individual, and we're going to go to T. Smitty. What would you offer to these young males out here?
I'm going to tell these young men the truth real quick.
sometimes your parents don't have your best interest in heart.
Bullshit.
Hey, no, I said sometimes. That's a word called sometimes, meaning not all, not you. All right. This is my point on that is a lot of times when they tell you, let's say, for example, your daddy ain't shit, he ain't this. How about tell the truth about how hard it is to raise kids by yourself? Tell them how hard it was to the dreams, the goals you may have to sacrifice to raise a kid because you had a kid at 16. How about no boys knowing how much money they got paying child support probably and how that derailed them and future stuff and like how that affect them buying homes, buying cars, through the loan because of debt-to-income ratio. See, my whole thing is telling these kids the truth. And sometimes kids, well, say your parents may not be the best option. Sometimes you may have to seek an outside source of information, advice on life, stuff like that. That's just my point. Not, that don't make anybody a bad parent. And sometimes they can't give, they may not be able to give you those answers. Hey, I'll say this real quick, Walter Tony. My parents, me getting out of the military in a couple of months, my parents grew up in segregated Alabama. They don't know about the current job climate, how stuff are today. They still believe working somewhere 20, 30 years and getting a gold watch. Those days are gone. So what's the point of me listening to my parents? I had great parents, but what's the point of me listening to them? Maybe I have to seek somebody else out. Now, that lady's still mad at that. I don't know what to tell her.
Okay. BC, I'm going to ask you a different question. What is the importance of restoring and retaining the family unit?
You know, we got to get to the bottom core, because from boys to become men, right? Let me hit something. You know, habit, instruction, example, and correction needed. We need mentorship. You know, we can talk about women all day, right? But in my community, in growing up in Detroit and coming down here in this dreaded community, right? The men ain't stepping up to the plate. All it is rhetoric. You understand? And being a teacher, right, being an individual that did 28 years in the United States Army and running around and seeing that they go through the community and they're screwing any and everything and leaving babies and running here and there, you know, we have to take responsibility also. It's not just on the women, right? Because the women lay down there, right, you can talk all that bullshit, man. You know, I'm talking. I got the mic.
I'm sorry, my mistake. I thought I was muted. I'm sorry. I thought I was muted when
okay.
I said you were full of shit. I'm sorry.
Right? Well, you can say what you want to say. I dealt with you a long time ago.
And,
right?
You know, I handled you accordingly because you keep sitting down. I'm sorry.
Right?
I'll be quiet.
No, because the problem is, yeah, he kicked me off his show because he don't want to hear what
I didn't kick
say.
You off. You ran
right?
off because
you
bitched up, man.
You,
we don't kick
you,
people
you
off our show.
Liar, man.
Come on. You come on the show
that.
Wednesday and
on,
I'll break
right.
you down like a Rubik's Cube.
Hey, gentlemen.
I'm sorry.
On
I'm not the bad guy.
But see, look what's going on here. Again, like, we keep missing the message. And these kids are basically listening to a bunch of adults who are doing the same thing kids are doing. Now, we have plenty of time and plenty of shows to do that, but today ain't that day. Well, I'll throw something together for a show like that, but today we got problems, serious problems. You got a lot of these kids going to jail with misdemeanors for long periods of time. You got these kids, like, eventually you have these legislation or these laws that are putting open season on, especially young men. Or you got this open-out movement to feminize young boys and thinking it's cool. Because we got problems out here. So we can go back and forth. But again, like, when these kids don't see nothing but us chasing our tails on the radio, what do you expect this for them to do?
Well, you want me to respond to that?
What?
You want me to respond?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, this is Joe Nixon. Look, let me tell something to the ladies and to the men and young men out there. The most important gift that you have to give to your children is a legacy, period, and a story. The greatest gift my dad gave to me is being able to know where I came from and to look back at an unbroken line of men stretching back to slavery. So I can look at these guys that made me and feel proud of their accomplishments. When you deny a legacy to a child, you take away his greatest gift. That is my family name. And this is not something that you abuse and use frivolously, because the children that you create become a part of your legacy, and they're added to your story. And if you don't want to add them to your story, then con them up. You have to guard your seed. You have to treat your seed like the most precious jewel that you have, because it is. It's, when you're gone, this is the thing that's going to be left behind, somebody that looks like you. And you want that person to be the best person you could possibly make them to be. So if nothing else, guard your legacy, your family name, your sperm, your seed.
Well, and I get what a lot of people are saying, because believe me, the next show, we're going to discuss the conversations that are happening here today, especially sexual irresponsibility on both ends. And ladies, I'm not going to pull no punches, and fellas, you already know what it is. But, again, that's a conversation within itself. Now, here's something that we need to discuss on things, and I'm pretty sure it touches a nerve. But real briefly, men and women, especially, well, we're going to start with the ladies first real quick. What are your brief thoughts on marriage? Miko?
Yes? Sorry, I didn't hear your question.
I said, what are your thoughts on marriage, your perspective as a woman?
My thoughts on marriage are, well, it's really complicated in this time, because it seems like the expectations of a lot of people have changed on what they want as far as marriage is concerned, or if they even want it at all. It's like it's become this, like, dirty word almost. If you expect to have a happy marriage, they call you an idealist. They don't expect for marriage to actually work. So it's like when you are dealing with certain people, it just seems like they're not always very receptive to the whole thing. So it takes a while to kind of find, first and foremost, to find someone who's even receptive and open to that idea. But you know, for me, It's just a long road of just finding someone who shares the same ideals. And a lot of people don't have ideals because they don't really know what they want, and they weren't put on the right road from the beginning. So they're kind of trying to catch up as they go along. But I don't know. I really do hope and pray for that marriage will become, as it once was, like a priority for people, and that people understand why it's important.
Good to have you on the show. What are your thoughts, briefly?
Who are you asking that to? I'm sorry.
We're talking to Gigi. She's still on the line.
Oh, Gigi, okay.
I'm here. I didn't know you could hear me. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. We can all hear you. Briefly, what are your thoughts on marriage and the especially in the black community? Your thoughts on it?
Okay, well, as far as the mothers out there having, you know, raising single men, I agree with the men on this one thing, that, you know, it takes a man to raise a man. And sometimes the man you chose isn't, you know, he isn't everything that you thought he would be. But there's a lot of programs out there, like Men of Tomorrow. I mean, there's the Boy Scouts. There's other things that you can, you know, put your kids into other than sports. Sports is good as well, that can give a man, you know, give a young man something positive. That's something that I think we should all think about, because, okay, it's already been done. It's here. The child is already here. So now both of the parents either have to come together, if that's possible, which we know really, and we see it every day, that what's found, that's not even an option. But if not, ladies, you do have other options from positive men out there in your community to help your young men become responsible young men. So,
Jay?
Yes.
Real brief, what are your thoughts on marriage? good, bad, and different.
With marriage, can you repeat that, please?
What are your thoughts on marriage, good, bad, or indifferent?
I'm married, and I've been married for 10 years. I was previously married, so I am a divorcee as well. When it comes to marriage, it just it takes work. And if we're still talking about, you know, it takes a lot of work and hard work and communication mainly. A lot of communication and open, honest communication, not fighting, not arguing, actually being able to sit down, look at each other, and talk about anything without it becoming something ugly. And that's
Jeff, gentlemen.
I got the deep thought.
Gentlemen, I'm going to start with you guys. Let me start with Joe Neckbone.
Yes.
Your thoughts on marriage?
My marriage?
Yes, sir.
I said in the chat room, I'll say it again, until they reform divorce and alimony laws, forget marriage. I tell the brothers, unless you got a prenup, in fact, I tell folks now, if you even want to go out on a date with me, it's me, you, and my lawyer. Trust me on this. You got to sign some paper that say that this date does not pursue anything related to being serious. Hey, this is no joke. I just avoided paying lifetime alimony. Right? I just avoided paying lifetime alimony. My wife asked for that. My divorce cost me over $25,000. You think I'm going to do it again?
Yeah.
Hell no. Hell no. And I advise young brothers, get a lawyer. Lawyer up before you love up. Lawyer up. Get them to sign paper.
Wow. Dean, your thoughts?
Yeah, thank you. Well, one of the things that some of the panelists don't know or they bitch about me is the fact that I have the perfect marriage that everybody wants to have. For 15 years, I've been happily married and had no arguments or fights or disagreements. So, Gigi, you know you're my girl, but you know you goddamn wrong on that marriage shit is hard. And number two, happiness is not my job to make you as a woman happy. And that's a problem,
yep.
Most of you women. Y'all looking for shit that I can't give you. But, like I say, y'all want to say I'm the bad guy, but everybody wants what I got, and the only way you can get it is by being a man and demanding respect. And if you can't ride with me, you got to get your ass out. It's that easy. Simple. It's right. Don't hate me because they won it.
Wow. There's no hate. I believe Shawnee is on the line. Shawnee, your thoughts on very good, bad, or different?
I don't know what the hell happened. I'm here. I don't know what happened, but y'all had my inbox going crazy and my cell phone going crazy. What's up, everybody?
Were you flying the hall a minute ago?
No, fool, I was asleep.
Your thoughts on Shawnee?
My thoughts on what? On myself? I'm beautiful. Hey.
Shit. That's funny.
Here's your question, Shawnee. Your thoughts on interracial relationships in the black community?
Ooh. Did I tell y'all I got hit on by an old white guy?
Congratulations. Lucky for you.
I know.
Right.
Actually,
they just as much as we do.
They do. They really do. But honestly, nothing. Shut up. There's nothing wrong with interracial relationships. The problem is that there's a lot of black women who do have attitudes that white men don't like, that Asian men don't like, that Hispanic men, they'll deal with, but they're going to get drunk all weekend and not want to deal with you.
Oh, wow.
You think I'm lying?
You are.
The funky attitudes, though, for real, guys don't like it in the black community, any community, really. But I think that we need to expand our horizons, if you will, as black women, but we also need to calm our crap down. And stop bringing in religion, stop bringing in attitude, and stop bringing in all that other stuff. That's
putting up reflectors. It is. It's really putting up reflectors. And shut up.
I'm sorry.
But until we realize what the problem is, then we'll be single for a very long time. That's all I got to say.
Can I answer that question next, Ronan?
I know your thoughts on it.
I got a spin on this, actually. Y'all always fucking with me, man. All right, this is the thing about it. You know how I feel about it. That's why I love living in Phoenix. But here's the problem. When black women talk about expanding their horizons, mind you, Phoenix is a melting pot. No, we don't have a whole lot of black folks here. But we tell the ones on the base, hey, let's go somewhere. They still want to go to those places, Thursdays, Flashy Fridays, Swagger Saturdays, some hood-ass spot. And I'm like, why are you still loaning yourself to this? And so I believe that somebody's exploring themselves because of color of man, but you got to expand your horizons culturally as well. And because let's say me, I like going to Lake Sedona, do some parasailing and stuff like that. And I try to go with a couple black chicks I dated out here. But I don't want to do that. There's a lot of stuff that I like doing that they don't want, the ones I've met that don't want to do it. But so I got to gravitate towards those who are at places I like hanging out at and like doing the same things I do. Because, I am not going to Wild Out Wednesdays where everybody, all the dudes got silly-ass T-shirts on to try to seek out a sister. It ain't happening. I'm going to meet you at places I like going. And it's just how it is out here for me. Not saying it's the bad, but it's just how it is for me. And the attitude is real.
Well, let me ask you,
wait a minute, so you're not compromising.
What? You're not supposed to compromise. What do you mean compromise?
I don't compromise.
Negotiable, yes, but there's no such thing as a man compromising. You don't ever compromise.
Okay, well, I'm in a bicultural marriage, so let me tell you something. We compromise. He has to do some trendy things, and I do completely southern things that I would care not to do. I also was in an interracial relationship.
Yankee.
Yankee thing. You have to do Yankee thing. But listen,
I was in
an interracial relationship, and it was the same thing. He was in the cowboy line dancing phase. I went there with him, and he went to carnival with me. So you have to compromise. Otherwise, you're limiting yourself.
That's negotiable, Gigi. That's not a compromise.
No, hold on. He went to carnival because he saw all them naked women walking by. That's not
hell yeah.
I mean, when you think about cowboy line dancing, that is so totally different. You got people in boots, stooping boogie, and all that other crap. But I mean, I'd go to carnival my damn self looking at skin on skin and skin again. Come on, girl, that's not compromising.
That's negotiable.
That is compromising. Carnival is not the only thing that trinnies do. We do party and go out. You know, you work hard, you play hard. So you have to compromise. You can't say I'm going to go.
We're taking it way out of the country, way out.
Hey, you want to compromise? Have a threesome.
Let's get back on point here. We're talking about something. Brother,
what's
like,
for the kids?
Well, ladies, here's your opportunity to ask the brothers here for our open and honest answer. I'm going to give you the floor for a few seconds, and you, one at a time, you guys can ask us anything on your mind you believe that you understand or would like the answers to.
One caveat, you cannot ask us about any bank accounts. We have an offshore account that we're keeping away from Uncle Sam. Yeah, you cannot ask
you
us about the offshore bank accounts.
You can, but we don't like the answer. So go ahead.
Yes.
I'd be surprised if females do have a question for you guys because you guys are open on everything that you say and do. I mean, really, if they do have some, I'd like to hear the questions myself.
Well,
I have a question.
Ask.
For Steve.
I'm gonna get ready to ask Steve a question. Go ahead, sister. I
want
to hear what you got to say.
Get in line, ladies. Get in line.
Go ahead.
Get in line.
Trying to drill you.
No, we won't give
all
you
these
the
years,
of
I have the opportunity.
Line.
Yes. Okay. Well, being now, I'm gonna dig deep. Being that you are in an interracial marriage, can you say that there's been any, you know, any type of things that you've had to deal with society, family, and everything else that made it harder?
No, not at all. And let me tell you why. Because, see, again, I'm not tooting my horn, but there are guys on this panel like me that are cut from a different cloth. I don't care what people think. I sleep like a baby. After the show is over and I go to bed, I'm going to put my thumb in my mouth. I sleep like a baby. So great. I don't give a fuck what people think about me, and I think that's the problem. People are too worried about what other people think. So, no, I have not had that problem. Just to sum that up, no, I have not had – that's not a problem. That's not a
– Next question.
Oh, I'm sure you got that question.
I'm here.
I thought he was going to say something like picking blonde hair out of his teeth or something.
Shut your ass up. No.
I have a question.
Hey, go ahead, Nico.
Okay, this goes pretty much to the whole panel.
Okay.
What do you think has been the top five things that make you feel like you've learned how to be a good man?
What has been the what?
The top five things that you think that you've learned and to make you a good man.
I guess I'll go first.
Because I'm assuming that you guys are a good man because you're here, you know, trying to give this advice and, you know, so I'm running on that. So just let me know what you, because maybe there's some guys that need to hear that.
Well, I'm going to go first on that one. Actually, I wouldn't say I'm a good guy. I'm actually, if you want to break it down, I'm an asshole with principles. When it comes to like things, I treat people respectfully in the beginning unless given a reason not to. So what I am is 110%, either it's all or nothing with me. So as far as treat people cordially, it's basically on, you know, how they present themselves, that they're honest, even if they have to say something that may offer a truth that may hurt my feelings, I respect that a lot more than a beautiful lie. So if they keep it 110% with me, I'll do the same. So that's just how I feel about it.
I would say I'm probably equal parts asshole and nice guy, depending on the day of the week or sometimes the hour. But if there's anything I've learned, it's just to be honest about your weaknesses. You know, if you notice, you know, even though, you know, myself, Joe Nico, you know, Don Calypso, Ronin, you know, we're all honest about our weaknesses and our limitations. You know, now, we may talk a lot of trash, but we're also going to put it out there, you know, what we're weak on. And I think, you know, there's common things that we're all weak on. I mean, you know, I'm weak to women. I mean, that's just the bottom line. I struggle with it all the time. Struggle with it when I was married. Struggle with it when I'm not married. You know, and so I've learned to discipline myself over the years. But, you know, it's an ongoing thing.
I'm taking notes. You said you're weak to women, for real, Joe Negron?
Absolutely. Love women. Love them all.
Okay, you should have never put that out there on air. Never.
Why?
Because I'm going to be hitting your inbox up now.
And I like breast cookies. Just want you to know. Nothing says I love you like a breast shot. You know, I'm just saying. Putting it out
there. Wow.
Hey, cook him some chitlins and some smoked turkey neck bones, and he'll be happy.
Yeah.
All right, I have a question.
Bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
I have a question. I have two questions. One of them will be for Steve, but the first question is for the panel. Do you ever make it a practice to just come out to the women that you're dating or you're getting ready to sleep with if you feel like it's just a fuck thing. Do you make it a point to at least come out and say that to her?
I will answer that question, man. This is Smitty. I'll answer that question.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to be honest with you. I tell women a lot of times, sorry, you know, I don't want marriage, I don't want kids, I don't want you living in my house. You know what? Yeah, they all say yeah, but I know what's going on in their head is really la, 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 la. You know, because what happens is so many of them say, yeah, I'm cool with just sex. I don't want nothing serious. A couple months down the line, hey, Smitty, so where things go from here, where do we stand? That's what happens. And all I've been doing is playing the game. And I said this real quick. I had a woman tell me that all she wanted to do is see me at sex. Shit, about 2 months, we wearing her out every couple of days. She kept asking me. She asked me one time, why she always come to my house? I said, well, I can always go to your house, you know. But what happened, she wanted me to start taking her out. I said, no, you just said you wanted sex from me. You can't have it both ways. So what I'm saying is so many women want it both ways when it comes to that, in my opinion, my experience.
Well, for me, I want to say the dean here, and what I teach my clients is that you never lie to a woman. Every woman that comes through on my roster used to go through the AAA farm system before they even got a sniff of the roster or even got a chance to get the ring because I'm worth the ring, and they will fight for the ring. So when I'm with a woman, I let her know what is and not what could be, and that's the difference. I don't blow smoke up a woman's ass. I tell her exactly what I want, and if she says no, I'll go to the next one. I don't waste my time. So, no, I tell them straight up.
Well, this is Ronan, and I don't like sugarcoating anything. I'll tell you up front where I'm coming from. If you deviate from that on your own, that's at your own risk. I'm not going to pull any punches. again, if I feel it's not a matter of respect to you but myself, to be honest with you. Now, there's times before where I tried to compromise my truth in order to make someone feel good, but that doesn't work. So I'm going to tell you straight up, this is where I feel. And if you have other plans, you better let it be known right now because otherwise you have egg on your face, among other things.
Okay. My next question, I guess because we're doing questions for the panel, my next question, Steve.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. You said that you teach these guys that they don't have to pay for the pussy?
Yes.
Okay. You're married, right?
Yes.
Okay. You pay bills and stuff? You buy your wife gifts and stuff, right?
She's my wife. I didn't do it when she's my girlfriend.
So you didn't buy her anything. I don't care if it was a Big Mac meal or nothing. You didn't buy her shit. Is that what you're saying?
What I'm saying is I was dealing with a lady that said, you know what, you don't have to buy me anything to prove your worth to me because it's not about your money. It's about compatibility. That's what I'm saying. So I dealt with a lady. I don't deal with women. So that answers your question. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I feel like you're paying for it anyway, whether you're married or not. I feel like you're paying for it. So.
But the difference is you got a ring and half you women don't.
Right. But even if you don't, even for those that don't, when them guys are buying them stuff, they're paying for it.
Well, okay, then can you define what prostitution is? So then you can say that you're a prostitute, right? I pay for it, but you got to admit that, yes, you're a prostitute. Because you take gifts from men for sex.
Shit.
Yeah, here we go. Yep, here we go. You know what, part of it is he's dreaming of getting the chimp that they deserve. Because I'll be the first one to whip out my dick. I whip out my dick and nut myself and say, now what you got?
If you say she's a prostitute, then that would make him a trick.
I am a trick. I am a trick. I can admit that, but you women can't. Yeah, I can admit it, but you can't do it because you take shit from people for free. Because Christmas time was sucker me seasons here. I bet you how many gifts from these guys you're going to accept or how many dinners have you accepted and drinks have you accepted and not given any reciprocation to those guys that wanted that ass. Think about that, lady.
Many.
Of course. Can we admit that we're prostitutes then? Can we admit that? Come on, ladies, I respect you more.
If they didn't get any, though, Steve, how are you prostituting?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They're prostituting themselves.
They're
tricks. Are friends.
Thank you.
Those are
you're prostituting yourself.
Those are your
thank
zone.
You.
Yeah.
You're
not
changing. Okay, well then let's just say you just okay. You're not prostitutes. Just say I ain't an ancient bitch for taking shit from somebody, making him think that he's gonna get something that he's not. If you can say that, then we could be. Why don't you say I ain't an ancient bitch? Just say that and let's keep moving.
You know what? You know what, Steve? You know what's messed up? What is so truly messed up is Smitty just came on here and said, "I want to get some ass. I'm not taking nowhere." And that's it, and that's all good. But if a woman does the same exact thing, which is,
oh,
okay,
God.
You want to take
right.
me out, you want to do for me, hold up, don't. How is it different? Because, I mean, Smitty just said it. She's not trying to be with you. Now, what makes you think that woman hasn't said,
how
I don't want
to
be with
you?
Because
you can say
come
no
on.
To the dinners. You can
no.
say no to the drinks. You have
mm-mm.
the right to say no, but you accept them anyway, knowing that
no.
you're using
Steve.
That guy for his money and his drinks.
Steve, she's asking how come a female can't do that, and the thing is that first of all, our intentions are wrong. Like Smitty was saying, he knows what he wants. We as females, we don't really want just the food and the drink and the clothes and the sex. We want to be married. We want to have a full relationship.
And so we're
lying, and that's the difference between guys and women. Women are lying about the truth that they want.
Ain't
shit. You mentioned it. See?
You know what?
Why
lying.
Do you want to get married? You know, y'all know how I feel. There's so many women out there that don't want to get married. Some of them have been there, done that.
Just like y'all don't
want
to be princesses,
yeah,
right?
Really?
Jesus, fuck. Can you just interject this?
I'm funny.
Yeah, when I got married, the reason why I chose my wife, right, was because she was the first woman to say, no, I got this. Let me take you out.
Yep.
Right?
That was a lady you, as a lady.
I need
so she allowed
women.
You to be a slouch.
Oh, so it's a slouch when they take him out.
Oh, wow.
But, okay, so what were you taught? You're supposed to be wine and dine? I mean, what is so special about your pussy from the rest of the women out here to make me want to wine and dine you? Because apparently you don't have a ring on your finger.
First and foremost, it's not about just pussy, okay? It is about the fact that my dad, he said, if you have somebody take you out, they're supposed to take care of everything. They're supposed to be the man.
But if you're so special, but wait, you're not married though, right? I mean, so then maybe dad lied. I mean, dad loves you. Don't get me wrong, but, you know.
No, my dad does not lie. First and foremost.
But wait a second. Well, then, what makes you so valuable then? You should be married right now if that was the case.
Well, actually, I'm engaged, but that's neither here nor there.
Sure it is.
You didn't tell me.
I'm just saying, as a guy, you meet all kinds of women that are, their sole gift is taking money. Taking your money. They're really good at it. You have your pick and choose. Any knucklehead, chicken head, all up and down the line. But guys, all the same. We look at you all the same. All right? How much money of mine is she going to spend? All right? And most guys just settle with the woman that spends the least of their money. But my wife, the reason why she stood out from the bunch is she said, hey, you know what? Let me take you up. And I was like, what? Really? And she said,
there you go.
Let's go out someplace nice. And that separated her from the bunch. And right away, she went from having my interest to having my attention also.
Is it about food or compatibility or money? Well, I forgot, ladies. Can y'all help me out with that? Because I'm hearing that we got to spend. Isn't it about – didn't Daddy say it's about seeing if the man is compatible, not feeding you or giving you shit?
It's not about feeding or giving. It's about showing that they can be a provider.
Exactly.
I'm not going to show you
hey,
today. I'm going to pay for it. I'm getting the best.
Hey, Ron is speaking. I think that's Ron is talking low.
When I go out, they pay. I never pay.
Hey,
when my male best friends take me out, they always pay.
You mean the guy that wants to sleep with you? You're talking about the guy that wants to sleep with you, but that hasn't yet. That guy, he's not your friend. Oh, my God. You believe in male friends?
Ron
is trying to speak, guys. Ron is trying to speak.
Sorry.
Okay, I'm struggling here because I've been hearing some things like, oh, God, this is
part of the reason why we're fucked up as a community now.
10 minutes left of live airtime, folks.
Yeah, we got 10 minutes and 45 seconds left. Well, okay, and we're going to overtime. Now, ladies and fellas, we have to teach our children a whole lot better. This mindset of, and I'm going to start with the ladies first, teaching your daughters to be this princess who ends up being the dragon, who ends up being the dragon who wants to be rescued from herself, that is not helpful. Same thing with these mothers and fathers who are teaching their sons to be this prince, to slay dragon and cross the moat with armor on and everything for this elusive princess. This did not work. We need to get back and talk to our children and ourselves how reality really works. If you got an individual, you should be teaching your daughters to look for a guy who can treat you at the same or better than your father. That's our number one teacher. Same thing with the sons. I mean, with our mother being our first love in a way, how are we supposed to treat women? That is our example. But for some reason, we go back in this Disney movie mindset to where you got this guy who looks like Shrek and he's thinking, yes, I'm going to have my queen in this elusive tire made out of pearl and I'm going to get her. It doesn't work that way. And I'm hearing this whole thing, if you got a guy who's buying dinner, roses, got this horse carriage, everything, and you have this horse that shits out rainbows, you find that guy, he's going to be the man that's going to save your life. That is not true. It isn't. You got to learn how to teach these young ladies to be self-reliant. You got to teach these young boys to value their self, not just their self-esteem, but their seed. Because we got too many hood versions of Johnny Appleseed spreading babies out here. And you having a lot of chicks who are fertile having to wait till they have a number of random dick incidents or babies before they realize I can make good decisions now. There's a whole lot of collateral damage here. We got to reprogram our situation fast, real fast. I'm hearing this foolishness like, Jesus Christ, I'd rather have an audio tape of someone dragging their nails on a chalkboard than this bullshit we hear. I mean, again, we have a lot of sexual literacy. We have a lot of people who put a value on superficial stuff instead of the value stuff. We don't have men or women who know how to turn a house into a home.
Right.
That's a serious problem. Major problem. We don't know how to value ourselves.
You said turn a house into a home. The house and
turn
the home should already exist. No, the home and the house should already exist, and that's the problem that we have. We're trying to make a man fit into this mold to come, like you're saying, and save us and protect us and guide us when we're confused in the beginning. They can't fill in a cup that's already empty, period, and we're trying to force that to happen.
Well, see, here we go with this conversation, because we hear this nonsense about there are deadbeat fathers and there's fathers leaving the home, but isn't there a chain of command? Like, if the father's gone, voluntarily or involuntary, who's next in line? Why do I hear crickets farting every time we get to that conversation? Why?
Yep.
Because
nobody
wants to be accountable of their own crap. That's why.
Well, if nobody wants to be accountable, you should not put yourself in a situation that holds you accountable. Again,
right?
We discussed this earlier, where if my first question to a female is like, were you raped? No, did not. Then the conversation's done to me. Same thing with a guy. Like, did you even ask this chick? When you live with this chick, did you even see anything redeeming in her? Well, you know, she had a bad ass. Did you not see her track record? Not just what she told you, but what she showed you. No, well, then there's nothing else to say. There's a whole lot of people point finger, well, you know, she didn't tell us, she didn't lie to me. We have made dumbass mistakes. Guys, of course, we tell you at the beginning, but of course, either you get pressured socially or the fact you just cave in. Ladies, a lot of times y'all know what it is, but don't want to face it. Y'all hate, it seems like vast majority of you hate accountability. Like, that's the big ass. You'd rather be called a bitch than be accountable. For some reason. And this shit has to stop, especially with us. We can't even get along. Anytime a guy picks a chick who's about something, who he can sit there and transcend whatever gender or locations he went through, and he gets ran through the mud saying he is not strong enough for a woman. First of all, if a man has to be browbeaten, that is not a measure of strength. That's a measure of bitch ass. Straight up. Is it? There's no,
you know what?
Thing
don't
as-
run it. I got to say this about the whole dating thing. I got to say this real quick. Part of going out thing. See, what happens is there are certain things. My dad's 59. There are certain things I don't talk to my dad about women because he's from a different era. He's from a different era where you had to ask dad permission to even take the woman out on a date. You had to sit down, meet with him. He talked to you first. That's a whole different era. Nowadays, you don't meet daddy. You just blow the horn now. And what? And I'll be honest with you. A lot. It's like this. Y'all know, I ain't going to lie, I don't cheat. Y'all know I am. So I need to know why I should take you out to these other special stuff. You ain't shown me nothing yet except you got a body. Let's just be honest here. That's no different. And I never understood why guys keep just taking these women out of your $100 dinner, and he ain't show her doesn't even like you yet.
Because they don't know how to invest.
Now, I can eat some drinks. We can have some finger food with that stuff and talk. I don't know you like that. And see, the problem is what women don't understand is once we get with you and we deem you as that worthy woman, you ain't got to walk for nothing. You're good. But I need to figure that out first. It's not because you're a woman. It's that after I figure out that, hey, you separated yourself from these other chicks out here, you ain't got to want for nothing.
Hey, can I tell him what that means in woman language real quick? Ladies, what he's saying in woman language is it doesn't matter how much value you think you have. Until a man determines you're valuable, he's going to treat you the way he sees fit.
Yeah.
And we know that.
Well, that's the thing. It's like you can say that you are, that your vagina is worth $1 billion, but again, he's gonna go by your action and your mindset. You're like, I can get this off clearance. All I gotta do is do my way down.
There are a lot of hot chicks that are on back page right now.
mine doesn't go on sale, so you're gonna have to see at full preview.
Yes, it does.
No, he's gonna take you out to dinner first. You gotta buy some dinners for you to even think about it, right?
You gotta do is wait.
You gotta open your door, take his shirt off, and put over a puddle.
He needs to do a little bit more than a lot.
I would like to have your fiance on our show so we can see what kind of man he is.
Hey, you know what? You know what, Nico? This is what I think.
Yes.
That's what I think it is. I'm not talking about you, for example. I'm speaking in general. When they talk about getting the ass, what he got to work to get this? Is he working to get sex or your heart? Which one holds the most weight?
He is working. He is working to get at my heart and everything that is encompassed in within me.
So wait. You're telling me he didn't get the ass already? Come on. He got the ass already. Come on. Let's be honest.
Wait. What about the ass? Whoa. I don't get
there
like that.
Let me jump in real quick. I have something really sad to tell you from a lady's point of view. And I listened to Steve, and Steve knows I had to investigate him. Got this from a completely different individual in all different ways. Complete opposite of Steve. All men see you naked. That's all.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing that's on
their
mind.
Mm-hmm.
Hear about what you're talking about. They'll do what they have to do to get you to take your clothes off. But all men see you naked. Trust me, I fought this theory. It's not presented nicely, but it is what it is.
Okay,
I don't even know what y'all look like, and I see y'all naked.
Everybody, we got like a minute and 50 seconds, so if you want to hurry up and call in and go on the overtime, because we're going to have to. The number is 347-884-8239, and you got 90 seconds in order to get in. But to ask Miko's question, are you asking a guy to prove that he is worth your time with a full stomach or with a full?
No, it's not with a full stomach. It's not even just about a dinner or this or that. It's a collection of little things that I take, you know, into account to see where from one level to the next. You know, it may start off with a dinner, but it could go to different things, little things, and it's not always just money, but it could be situations too, how they handle the situation.
Okay, let me tell you this.
Hold on. hold on. Break that down what you said other than dinner, because this is intriguing. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you this.
No.
Having been married, here's a test for you. Here's a test for you.
No, we got to hear this. This is funny.
Yeah.
I got to hear this shit.
Man, that you want to quit your job and you want to take a few years to find yourself. And maybe, you know, you might want to be a painter or, you know, interior decorator or something like that. And you need him to carry that load while you find yourself. And you will quickly find the limit to all of that shit quickly, right away. You go look at you like, what?
I'm not that kind of, I'm kind of pragmatic in what I want as far as my future is concerned. I can't speak for everyone else. But what I can say is that, you know, what I am expecting to see, you know, my mom always said that a boss lesson is the most learned lesson that you have in your life. So, and that people will put their money where their intentions are. So,
oh, shit.
It's true.
Wait. Is she living with this guy? Are you living with your fiance?
No.
Are you living with your
fiance?
You know, okay.
Okay.
How long y'all been together for, man?
Me and him have been together for, what has it been, like about 3 years?
Okay, so you're telling, okay, and this is my point. So in 3 years, he's finally coming around to ask you to marry him.
No, it's not about anybody coming around to ask to marry me. It's just that we were dealing with some family tension.
Oh.
We were dealing with some family tension.
What is that, family tension? So he wasn't man enough to say this is what I want but he is sleeping with you. We can all attest 3 years. He's getting it. He's getting it after 3 years.
How long does a person need to be together before they should get asked to get married?
Me and this guy have been friends for over 20 years.
I'm friends.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That's so funny.
Wait.
Oh, my goodness. Steve, you know, wow. Every man.
You asked me for the truth, but then you don't
worry about that.
I'm sorry. It's just so, this comes out, it's like a TV show. I'm sorry.
How long does a person need to be together, a couple need to be together, Steve? Before
what? Wait. So, but he's been with you for 3 years, and he was your friend for what? 20, you say?
Yes, we were friends for 22 years.
So
okay,
technically, through your boyfriends, he was around listening to you cry and complain about the guys that would nail you to the coffin. Then all of a sudden, the star, moon, and sun lined up. You saw this guy as the perfect guy. Is that how it happened?
That's not exactly how it happened.
Game over.
We went through a very traumatic experience together, and that brought us closer together.
I was sitting around waiting for that.
I don't think it's right that you guys are laughing at
I got a question.
She was trying to make a point.
Right, and then she was asked a question.
The thing that has come between us is the fact that we are different races. It's an interracial relationship.
Well, congratulations.
So, whatever. Anyway.
His family was not too pleased.
When they found out that we were getting married, because he's Jewish, and it was a lot of
why wasn't he a man and say, look, this is what I'm doing, respect what I'm doing, or y'all can just kick rocks. I mean, that's what a man would do for his woman.
He did, and I got nervous at first, and I was going through a lot of emotions after his family spoke to me so rudely.
Emotions.
They said that they would never accept a black person in their family, and I was devastated, and they ripped their great-grandmother's engagement ring off my finger. If you want to be really honest about everything, I can put it out there. I don't hide anything. I say the truth on my own show, so I don't have any problem saying it
on
this show.
So they finally came around and accepted you?
Can I please say something, please?
Please.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Once you went through these changes because of your interracial relationship with him, because the family didn't accept you, you said one word that I stuck to. Did his family have a lot of money and control over money? Because you said you were scared.
I was scared because, you know, I didn't want to bring myself into a family that had so much, you know, feelings against me, you know, like that didn't like me, that didn't want to, that said if we had mixed children, they wouldn't recognize them, and that we weren't welcomed, and took their great-grandmother's engagement ring off my finger.
But
it was a very traumatic
experience.
Wait, let me say one more thing. I experienced this. And if you love him, then it doesn't matter. No one else should matter. He just said that.
But you weren't scared to take his money when he was taking those lavish dinners and everything, were you?
Oh my God.
Here's the thing I'm saying.
Steve, hold on.
Okay.
I'm about to ask Nico some serious questions because I remember you during the summer. Now, what happened between those other two guys that you were having issues with compared to this guy?
Oh, Lord, you let Steve hear that.
Why is he more important than the other two guys? Come on, explain, because I see why the guys are laughing at you, because you're full of shit right now. So let's call it for what it is. Let's call it spade a spade. I remember in the summertime you had issues with two different guys, and now all of a sudden this guy is the one. What happened? Break it down to us so they won't be laughing and so I won't think you're full of shit. Come on, break it down, baby.
Well, first and foremost, I went through a time within my life when I really just took myself away from everything and reevaluated everything in my life and just took it down to just myself, what I needed to do for myself, and I started focusing in on myself. And when I started focusing in on myself, I realized exactly what I needed for my life. And it wasn't the chaos and stuff that was going on from before that I needed to find someone who was that opened myself up to someone who was really compatible for me and not just get distracted by what was.
But what did your dad say about dating multiple guys, though? If you apparently dated multiple guys, what did your dad say about that?
It wasn't really dating multiple guys. It was just guys that were trying to get my attention.
That you were fucking. You were fucking those multiple guys, right?
Killing it.
You were fucking those multiple guys, right? You were sleeping with them, right?
I wasn't sleeping with them.
Everybody,
were you hoping to
I'm still crying.
Lord. I mean, I just want to get to the root of it. She said she's in this relationship. She was dating the guy for 20 years. However, there were other situations, and I ain't even going to tell the full story of what happened during the summertime. I'm just listening to you, and I just want the truth. I mean, I seriously want the truth, and I want you to tell these guys the truth. You have a panel full of men who do want to help you. Honestly, that's what they're doing is they do want to help you, but you can't lie for the truth to come through. You know what I'm saying? So you have to be honest in order to get honesty in return.
Yeah.
Firstly, I was going through something in my life, and I went through it, evaluated myself, and put myself on the right path. And I took all those things that were distracting me out of my path, and now I'm moving forward.
With your best friend.
As it should be. Yes.
With your best friend, your buddy, the guy that was listening to you through with all these troubling times with those two guys. So I'm sure you told him about those two guys that were troubling you so much since he was.
He knows about everything.
Okay.
Can I ask a question? Would you mind?
I'm going to put it down real quick, and you can speak all you want. But really, it's situations like this that have the guys laughing, not just in pure hilarity, but the outright audacity of it. Because some of us have been through that situation, but then there are some people who have the audacity to say that my worth is over a billion. This is the stuff that we talk about that we can't take some women seriously on, because we see what's going on. Like, you can't be serious. You cannot be serious. And I understand what Shawnee was talking about, that incident in the summer, because I was scratching my head and like, this doesn't make any sense. This is like playing Clue. But it's situations like that that really compromise your standing, not just for the guy, but the guy's standing too, but overall. Because if you're going to be honest, be brutally honest. Like, look, I'm in a situation now. It's your choice to be with it or not. Period. But to tap dance around this and throw baby powder on bullshit, this is not good.
That's what they do, though.
I'm not throwing baby powder on bullshit. I'm just saying exactly what happened to me.
But you said, you told me before I knew this, you told me, you're like, I'm a good girl, and a man's going to take me out and spend time with me and show me my value and my worth, and he has to do this and that, and this, and you're telling me you...
Why are you the victim? You're the victim. Do you realize that? Everything that's happened has happened only to you. I'm just saying.
Oh.
I'm being real.
Oh,
you are the victim. Do you realize that?
Don't be pretentious. Yeah.
Look, I got a question.
Not being pretentious. I'm being realistic. Everything you've mentioned has happened to you. You've had three guys, but everything was traumatic. I'm going to be real with you. You're not going to like it. I'm going to really be honest with you.
I love my girl.
You had three guys. You had issues. It was because of your issues, not anything with them. You still dealt with the, you know, you're the victim. Do you know that?
First of all, I didn't say I was a victim. All I said was that I was going through some things.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Because
Nico,
I think that
Nico,
everybody thinks that
Nico,
they're perfect on this line.
Oh,
y'all.
Nico.
No, Nico, honey, this is what's really going on. And the reason why I did that and I brought the question up on the radio is because I mentioned earlier about accountability. What you're not doing is being accountable for your actions. The same thing that Steve is saying to you. The same thing that Steve is asking.
What actions am I not being accountable for?
You're not being truthful about the situation. What's the situation? The truthfulness is you're saying it's not about money, but it is about money. The truthfulness is that you're saying it's not about sex, but it is about sex.
Yes.
Wait.
Wow.
How is this about sex?
Yes. Hey, y'all.
I got one question, Miko.
I'll be honest with you. Just keep it real. The guy known you for 20-plus years. You know, you heard all the shit you went through. Did you make him wait past 90 days for the ass?
Oh, my God.
It's not a question.
I love this show. Y'all being real.
No, again, it's an honest question because, again, we had a conversation, and, like, I'm going to be brutally honest with you. I've been in a similar situation where I was messing with a chick, and she was cool. We were messing around with school, but there was another chick that was related to the guy that I went to business with, and she was the one that burnt me. And then I ended up burning another chick. And I had to be brutally honest with both of them, well, actually the one that didn't know. And I take her to the hospital. We got everything cleaned up, and we...
Hey, you there, Ron?
Uh-huh. What happened?
I don't know. Some woman probably pulled his plug because he was about to tell some truth.
Yeah. Hey, I got a truth for y'all.
I just want to know where everybody... There's no issue. There is no issue.
It's the women saying it. It's not us. It's the women breaking you down.
I'm just having some fun.
I'm saying to whoever is on the line that thinks that I have an issue, there is no issue. Everybody goes through challenges in their lives, and they work through them. I don't understand how that's
Gigi never. Gigi always backs women. Trust me, I've always in battle with Gigi. But for her to sit there and come at you and call you the victim, you're the victim, dear. She doesn't lie.
Yeah.
She,
I'm not gonna lie to you. I can't even.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Go ahead, Gigi. Go ahead.
I can't. I really can't sugarcoat it. Everything is happening.
Can you guys hear Ronan? He's trying
to
speak. His line has gone dead.
Hold on. Ronan.
Oh, no, we can't hear
Ronan.
Yeah, I'm back. I got knocked off.
Okay.
The thing with the story I was telling everybody is because even though it was a situation that I was embarrassed about, I had to be open and honest regardless of the consequence to follow. Now, do I wish the situation happened that way? No. But any time I made a choice, I had to own up to it. I cheated on the girlfriend before with her best friend. I didn't wait till nobody went out and told her for me. I told her myself what happened.
That's a good
now,
pussy,
we
huh?
End up, but that's another conversation. Now, we now the fact that I lost somebody nice, someone that gave their all to me, that's something I had to live with even to this day. But still, that I made the choice to tell the person the truth. Now, we don't need to go back to the radio show where you went off this past summer. We don't need to go there. We don't.
I can't hear him.
Well, what I'm saying is we don't need to go to that show because, again, you put yourself way the fuck out there. Now, this guy, you know, for 20 years, that adds another element of mystery to the whole chapter that is Miko. That's another conversation. But
can
again,
I ask a question?
She was smart.
Go ahead.
I know, Gigi, real quick. I just want to say she was smart because what she did was she had this guy waiting in a bullpen until she was ready to settle down with the loser guy. The loser guy is always the one in the bullpen.
Oh my God.
I give her credit for that.
Wow.
Because she would have been with him before. If it's been 20 years, she would have been with him 15 years ago or 17 or 13 years ago. But all of a sudden, after this summer, I guess, she just, you know, her eyes just started to glow a little bit more, and he was the one, and oh, my God, everything lined up, and now he's the sucker that's shelling out all the cash.
You know what?
But
Miko,
do you want to be
hold on, but
wife?
First of all, he doesn't have to shell out all the cash, first and foremost. I'm pretty self-sufficient on my own.
But you said he had to buy you your dinners and stuff, didn't you? You just said that.
That's what you said about a half hour ago, yeah.
He doesn't have to buy me my dinners because I'm broke. He has to buy them because he has to show and prove that he's going to be a
Hey, y'all, this is me. I got to say this. Miko, you know I got love for you, but I got to keep it real. What
if
20 years
did
he need to show you after 20 years of knowing you? And also, I got to ask both of you at the same time. And also, why did it take y'all 20 years to hook up? Either you didn't see him as a guy to ask you, he saw all your options, or he didn't have the game to seal the deal. Which one is it? Because there has to be a reason. Because let's be honest here. Why does he have to show you if y'all known each other 20 years, y'all know everything about each other?
Well, just because you've been hanging out and being friends with someone for 20 years doesn't mean that they don't have to rule. They don't have to rule
you. He wasn't
you.
Your friend. He wasn't your friend, to be honest with you, because he wanted to get with you. He wasn't your friend. He wouldn't even got with you.
What does hanging out mean? He got the pussy or something? What the fuck? How do you hang out with a woman that you want to fuck? How does that work?
Guys, can you hold on a second? Tony has been trying to speak, but I'm not sure she's had technical difficulties. I know she said she messaged me on the chat. She wants to ask Miko a question.
Sorry, Tony.
Lord,
is Tony there?
She's showing up on the switchboard, but I think the same thing that happened to Ronan happened to her. Like her
oh, my head is hurting. Oh, you're going
hey,
to
Tony, say something.
Tony,
can't hear.
Tony, call me on my cell phone and I'll put you in like a three-way to Ronan because I can't hear you.
Oh my God.
I am really struggling because this is a reality that most people don't want to talk about. But I question this guy's tenacity to wait 20 years on the sideline, one to get in the game. He didn't see him playoffs. He didn't see him championships won.
Oh, my gosh.
You're going to wait until the last contract extension.
Ronan, you have to be a little logical with this thing, too. Before you speak, you know that I'm only 29. So that a lot of
Oh my god.
I thought you were younger than that.
You mean he was begging ass at 9 years old?
29.
He was he just proved what he
was in elementary school. So a lot.
Are you really serious?
Oh, there you go. Look, and see, everybody always think I'm the bad guy. I'm the dad you never had.
I can't even hear one person to another.
Dick swinging at nine years old. My man.
he was waiting and hoping and sniffing her hair when she walked by him and everything.
Oh, my God.
He did it all.
can I play with your blocks too?
He's such a jerk. Don't mess with him. You should be with someone that will love you for you.
Is this what you turned on the show into?
Yeah.
No, you know what they're telling you?
Money at nine, you know?
You know what they're telling you?
He'll get
you
the peanut money.
This is what they're telling you. You pick the guy who's willing to deal with that, but you're going to be bored, honey. You haven't
even...
Somebody
have that TV on loud or something. It's the background noise.
Yeah, please. I can't even hear.
Let Tony talk.
That's not me. But you're going to get bored with that guy. You need a true alpha, a man.
A roughneck.
There you go. You need one of us.
That.
That's going
to
tear that pussy up.
I really don't.
Yeah. I'm just going to leave it alone. But first, if you're 29, that means you're getting ready to hit 30, and you need to stop being the victim.
I am not the victim. I don't feel victimized. I don't understand where you're coming from with this nonsense.
Well, I can enlighten you on what she's talking about, because the language you were putting out there, I was in a situation, it was dramatic. I was in this phase. I didn't know what was going on. That's victim language.
It just means that you found, some enlightenment over the time of going through different things. Is that not possible?
So wait a second. Wait. He never had a girlfriend? How old is this guy?
Oh,
he's 29 as well.
Why would he wait 20 years for you?
And I know you're bisexual, too. How
well,
sex
he is not the old... Hold up.
Oh, she looks...
He did not wait 20 years for me. We both dated other people, but then when we finally started, spending time with each other in a different light than just,
Wait. But he's supposed to be your friend, though. Friends aren't supposed to do that kind of stuff. Y'all are supposed to be friends. Like, so let me give you an example. See, all the guys on the panel, they're my friends because I don't see them in a sexual manner. That's why men and women can't be friends, because he was your so-called friend. Then all of a sudden, when you found it convenient for you, you decided that, you know what, now I can take it to another level. Is that true?
When I finally found this enlightened spirit within me, I was going through that, and when I started speaking to him about certain things that were going on, and we started connecting on certain things that we were talking about, things that have happened to us, then we started to grow closer to each other.
Oh, so then y'all looked each other in the eyes, and then the wind gracefully blow through your hair, and he took your little hair and put it behind your ear.
Not in a fairy tale like manner, but when you go through things, it brings people together.
Well, I have a question, though. So this is Ronan, and I have a question. My thing is, when you had that situation this past summer, what was this guy, what advice did he give to you?
Wait, I didn't hear the whole question. You said,
where was this guy that is engaged to you, and what advice did he give to you at that time?
He told me that they are trying to pull me in directions that I am not, that I shouldn't be going into. He said that he told me that I was this certain way and that I was letting them change who I am from my core values.
Okay. You know why he said that, right? Because he wanted to fuck you from a long time ago, but he just didn't know the right way to do it. So what those guys do is that they tell you, like guys like me and Smitty and some of these guys on the panel, that we're jerks and assholes and we don't care about you and your feelings and don't mess with them because we're going to make you miserable. And what they do is they sit in the bullpen and wait and hope that you come around, and you did that by y'all coming together, so this tragic thing happened. It was so great. It brought you together. But isn't it odd when you called him, he was there with his slippers and his bucket of ice cream to sit next to you and have them damn conversations? Didn't that seem odd?
I'm glad that he was.
Hey, Smitty.
He was.
I told you he was.
Hey, Nico, I got a question for you, though. Hey, Nico.
Wow.
Hey, I got a question for you, Nico Smith, because you've been open about this in the past, and so you've been honest. How does he deal with the fact that he know you bisexual, you like the other sex? You know, how does he deal with that?
Well, he deals with it just fine because he knows that I am not messing with anybody else, whether it be male or female, and we are focusing on each other, so he's not intimidated by that.
So could he call you, so when y'all were dating, he could call you, you call him any time of the night, and he would be there for you, am I correct?
Of course.
He is a cake, and you will never be sexually happy with this guy, because you know what, right now you think he is the guy for you, but I'm telling you, when you run into a guy like me or Smitty, all these guys on the panel, your pussy's going to start to tingle a little bit more, because you're going to realize that gump over there. I'm trying to tell you.
You're not going to be satisfied.
I'm trying to tell you. You'll never be satisfied. You're not going to be
satisfied,
happy. Because you know.
But that's not true.
Oh, I quit.
You know,
okay,
let me just say this to you really quick.
So you're telling me just because he's a good guy that he can't deliver on good sex.
You would have fucked him already if he was. You would have fucked him like 13, 14 years ago if he was your last resort.
He was the last one. You said there were three, and he was the last one you chose.
He was not the last resort. He was the right person to choose.
You played 1 potato, 2 potato, 3 potato, 4, 5 potato, 6 potato, 7 potato, or with all the little motherfuckers until he came around and won at the end.
Hey, you know what it is, though?
Oh,
you remember the NFL draft when Peyton Manning came out of college?
Dude, it's
too much. Peyton Manning? You remember the Colts took Peyton Manning? The Chargers like, damn, that's all we got left. Ryan Leaf. Let's go with it. That's what it is.
The choices you made. You let the other two slide and the other piece of pussy slide, and you were like, damn, this all I got left is this loser guy who probably can't fuck me, but I'm going to deal with his parents and his situations, but he has enough money to spend on me.
No. You're completely wrong.
And you also mentioned you're 29.
Yes.
You're hitting that 30 barrier, so you probably are thinking about marriage now. And he's thinking about marriage, too.
But isn't
but
that odd he didn't have any women?
Right?
Wasn't it odd he ain't fucking nobody?
Wait, who's not fucking anybody? What are you talking about?
I'm saying him. Well, didn't you find it odd that he was there at your beck and call every time you wanted to call about a guy like me that got the pussy probably, and you wanted to complain to him? He was there every time you called? Isn't that odd? Like he was like looking in your window, waiting for you to dial his fucking number.
You are so dramatic.
It's not that far off.
You are so dramatic. First of all, there is nothing wrong with him or his sexual way. He's fine.
Oh, so you did have sex with him. Oh, okay.
Even Laura has to see Russell.
Okay, hold on. Oh, you're lying
you've
again.
You've never had sex with this guy before?
Huh?
You've never had sex with him before?
Yeah, I did. What, after a while, not like right away.
Miko,
the lighting
tech is determined. Miko, honey.
You said You said about 40 minutes ago that you did not have sex with him. No, no, no.
No. I did not say that I didn't have sex with him. You must have misunderstood me. I did not say that I didn't have sex with him.
She's right, everybody. Sex is when intercourse. Sex is when she comes. Intercourse is that they had. They had intercourse. He didn't make her come.
Tony, you have a question?
No, that's a lie, first and foremost. No, first of all, I was asked the question, and I never even got to answer because there was so much laughter and tomfoolery going on during
the beginning. So it's the victim role again. It's the victim role again. Okay, so I know.
Oh, my God.
Tony had a question, and Dee Dee Kremlin had a comment.
Am I lying that there was a bunch of laughter and stuff going on?
So wait, Nico, was this after dinner, or did y'all ever have dinner? That's what I want to know.
Hold up, Steve. I think we finally got Tony through.
Okay.
What I heard. Tony.
Okay, let Tony get in.
Was Tony or was Via that said hello?
Hello?
Tony,
can y'all hear me?
Tony?
Yes. Go ahead. Tony?
It never rang up in California.
I don't think that was Tony. I think that must have been Dia. I heard someone say hello. We did hear you.
That's Dia.
I want to know, was it after or before dinner? That's all I'm asking. Did he get the ass and not take you to dinner? Because y'all look like y'all had a moment while y'all were on the couch, and he sounds like y'all did it then.
Hold your fire, Steve.
All right, I'll shut
fire.
The fuck up.
Cease fire. Go ahead, Via. We can finally hear you. Go through.
My only thing was, Gigi started and said she was the victim. My thing is that I agree with Miko. She is not the victim. She is the motherfucking predator. One, she's... I waited until she got everything she could get out of everybody else and left. Seriously, let's look at how a predator works. A predator doesn't look at dead prey. A predator does not care about prey that lays down and give up and say, take me. They just play with it, move it to the side, it go on to the next. So while he's laying down, say, I'm here, baby, I'm here for you, I want you, she's going after every other dude who says, fuck you, I don't really care about you, you're going to have to work for this shit. So she goes after them, get used up, fucked over, whatever, claims that she's going through all different emotions, situations, bullshit. Only problem was you went after the wrong dudes, you prayed after them, and now that he's the only one left because you're tired of being a predator because your claws are no longer sharp, you're going after
Oh, my goodness.
I quit.
No, seriously, I'm not trying to clown. I'm being totally honest. So now he's there, always been there, and now, you know, he's even more complacent because he's older. But like Gigi said, you're hitting 30. So as you hit 30, you're hitting the peak of your sexuality. While he is going to the waning perk of his sexuality. So like Gigi said, you are not going to be totally satisfied. You'll be happy for a little while. You'll play the good wife for a little while, depending on your mindset, maybe a year, 2 years, 3 years, maybe not at all. But once all that, you know, fluffy stuff is gone and reality hits you that this is all the shit you got left with, you're going to be resentful and you're going to show it. That's all I have to say.
When that guy goes to start playing with her pussy over the telephone and shit, she'll be like, damn, my man can't even do this shit.
That is so not true.
No. It sounds like everybody knows something about you, because I'm kind of lost in some stuff. So I'm trying to understand, but it sounds like people know a history. I don't know if you are like a regular caller or what.
I don't know her.
Well, he doesn't know me, but I've been on this show many times over the past couple of years.
So it sounds like they're familiar with your story or something for them to explain.
I don't know her.
Okay.
I just slept with women like her, and those are the kind that are going to lay in bed with you and tell you he ain't shit.
You're saying some stuff that's on point or whatever, and I'm trying to understand, but,
We're piecing together the things that she's saying. I mean, just from what she's
clear.
Hold on, Dia. Now you made an excellent observation. I think that's Tony. The thing is, you have three people on the line who've never been on this show, and they're listening to her, and they're piecing it together. That's Gigi, Steve, and Dia. Although I've been listening to the show, Ronan's been doing the show, And there's a couple of other people who have known her story for a very long time. So there's two different groups, but they all see what's going on. Two different groups,
okay,
even if they don't even know her. Right.
They all think they know what's going on.
No, honey, all been through it. We've all been through it. That's why we know what you're talking about.
I'm gonna make
I have somebody inboxing me right now saying he was the guy. He was the fiancé. I have somebody else telling me something else in the inbox. We've all been there. Just because you're 29 doesn't mean you've been through the world yet and you know everything. Just because you've been bisexual, just because you've had a couple of boyfriends, just because all of that other stuff, just because you counseled, does not mean that you've been through everything. Take everything that everybody is giving you right now, even though it sounds horrible, just sit back. Take what we're saying, and remember, it's about personal accountability and truthfulness. Right now, you're not being truthful. You got three new people who are already telling you you're not truthful. You got somebody who just called in and said that, I don't know what's going on, but it sounds like they know you. Again, that's a sign that somebody's telling you you're not truthful. You got some other folks on here who have listened to you since you've been on radio. You're not truthful. Wake up, girl.
Here's the worst part.
You're not
going to
be happy.
She hasn't told us
the
guy.
You're showing the signs right now that you're not happy.
Sonny, she hasn't told us the guy she's talking to. The other guy, who's the new guy that's sitting in the bullpen that you're having conversations with? Because you sound like the kind of person you need another ear to help you out when you have problems. And I think there's another guy somewhere along that line that you ain't even telling us about.
What? Mm. Okay.
Come on. Think about this, everybody. Think about this shit for a second, goddammit. Her M.O. is always having somebody to talk to whenever she has problems. Thus, that used to be the fiancé. So she's got to fill that void with somebody else that is going to have an other ear. I'm telling you. And that's the motherfucker's going to get that pussy.
No.
Okay, so you don't have any other male friends, right? You don't have any other male friends?
Of course I have other male friends.
Well, it was the same male friend. Okay, so what happens when you have a tragic situation with one of those male friends and y'all have some kind of a thing that y'all look in each other's eyes?
No.
See, this is why I tell y'all women y'all ain't shit.
First of all, what I'm going to do, like I am doing now, is rely on my fiancé. Speak to my fiancé. Since he's been giving me all of the great encouragement all this time, I focus on sharing everything with him. I don't have to keep going for someone else.
Wait, here's the end game. I'm going to finish it right here. What are your male friends giving you that your fiancé isn't? Because I don't have female friends, so why don't you tell me, you say you have male friends, so what are they giving you that he's not, since he's so important? They've been my friends for a long time.
So has he.
And he got the ass and a ring.
So am I supposed to abandon my friends just because I'm in a relationship?
But that's how you start a relationship through these so-called friends, right?
Wow.
You started a relationship through friendship.
No,
it's another thing.
So wait. I want to know from everybody on this phone here. So you just abandoned all your friends just because you're in a relationship.
I've never had female friends, ever. Anyone who knows me knows I've never had female friends.
Wait, let me answer.
All men see you naked.
I had, except for when I got into my relationship with my husband.
Yeah, that's it. There's no friendship. There's no calling, and we're friends. That's done. Once you get married and you're in a serious relationship.
Yeah, it's done. It's over. Once you get married and you're in a relationship with someone, that's over. That is.
Now,
I do have to agree with the sister on that one. It's over.
It's over.
Because there's going to be a conflict. It's going to be a conflict. It's not going to work with you being friends with a male.
Okay.
Tony,
first of all, Miko, this is Tony. How are you, sweetheart? You hear me? Okay, now you guys are the same.
Where'd she go?
The truth hurts.
the truth burns like acid. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, those days are done, baby.
Oh, my God.
No.
Nico,
you need to focus
no?
on the one man.
No, if you can't hear me, keep going.
Just still say it, because she's going to either listen to it again on the archive, or she's going to whatever.
Okay.
So my suggestion, this is Jay, so this step, my suggestion is to still say it, sister.
Okay. Now, Miko, at 29 years old, sweetheart, as much as you want to believe that you've experienced everything, that you know everything that's going on with yourself, with your body, with men, with whatever it is that you have going on, you don't know. And I can say that, and I'm saying this respectfully. I'm saying this because of the conversation that you're giving back. This particular guy is not the one for you. And for you to go into this and say that you had a friendship for 20 years, and you're 29 years old, that's way more than half of your life. You were friends at the age of 9. That's it. Mm-hmm. Now you come into a relationship and you say, oh, well, this is the one for me. And I'm not sure, you know, what everyone is talking about, you know, the summer love affairs that you might have had. But Well, I'm trying to be politically correct. But from summer to now, that's only been 2 months. And now you've decided you're moving into a relationship with someone that you say, now I'm going to give my all in all to him. We've been through so many things, and see, it's confusing to me. But what I think you need to do is I think you need to take a step back and take a bigger look and open that picture window and really delve into what is really going on with you. You need to try and start fixing Miko, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You need to start developing things about Miko, because Miko is 29, but Miko is not truly in the adult stage that I think that you can make sound decisions at this particular part in your life, okay? So with that being said, I think you do need to sit down and you need to talk to someone that can help you as a mentor. And I'm going to offer myself to you as that, okay? I'm 53 years old, and I have seen a whole lot. I have dealt with a lot of different guys on different levels. I know the good ones. I know the bad ones. And it sounds like you need to figure out who Miko is right now, because the worst thing that could have ever happened in this show is that you came on and that you've devalued yourself in so many different ways, and then other people have heard you in the past. Well, I haven't, and I can't,
right.
And I'm not going to sit here in judgment on you, okay? But I'm going to offer myself, to you as a mentor, as your woman friend, so that you can talk to me and ask me anything you want to ask me, okay? But I really think you need to step away from a marriage at this point. Because at 29 years old, you should not be going through all of the things that you have just gone through for the sake of his family and your family and his dislikes or their dislikes and them taking a ring off of your finger. Baby, at 50 years old, there wouldn't be a soul that could come in and take a ring off of my goddamn finger.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay?
That's right.
So you need to try and pick Miko. Fix Miko, and it's nothing wrong with that. It's okay to step away and be alone, and it's okay to do that because you'll learn to like yourself, and then at that point, you're not going to stand for all that bullshit that's out there.
Can I say something else? I don't think that she's going to accept that at this time because I think that she's in denial. So from what I'm hearing a lot of people saying, I think that she's in denial. So I don't know that she's going to accept that. But I think
well, let's just hope that she would.
Excellent.
Right. Well, let's just hope that she would. And that's what we as women need to do that for one another more often.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that's why I said I think that was excellent what you said, and then as well as offering to her. But if she is such in a denial stage right now, until she accepts that and accepts truth, I don't think that she's going to accept that.
Yeah.
I honestly believe that she's partly in denial because everybody keeps saying she's 29. I'm only 33, so I'm not going to use her age against her. I'm not going to say because you're 29. Yes, you had experience, and to you, those experiences are valid, just like my experience are valid to me. What I will say is that if you value your male friends as much as you value your future husband, you're not ready to be married. I will say that. Again, if you value your friends,
you forsake all of it.
Yes, if you value your male friends at the same level that you value your future husband, you're not ready to be to marry. I only have one male friend still friends with, and but at this point in my life, he spends more time talking to my husband than he does me. That's the nature of things and how we go.
Right.
It's important. He will respect your marriage, and he will understand that that's your husband. That's now your best friend. That is now your bookkeeper, your preacher, your lover, your brother, whatever the hell you want to call him. Your husband is now that person. So he needs to go through your husband before he even talks or say anything to you, and his loyalty needs to be to your husband and not you.
Right.
So
and that's coming from a married woman.
If you're married
for the right reasons too, and it sounds like she's not getting married for the right reason, and that's another reason why her marriage is not going to work out.
But I'm married for the right reason too.
I'm sorry, what did you say, Steve?
What about me? I feel left out. I'm happily married. What about me? My feelings?
Yes, you're married too.
Steve, you know what? In the beginning, brother, this is Jay. I was like, oh my God, this man. You all right with me. You try to speak the truth. I guess that's what it is, but I don't know.
Steve, I love you, but that's what I'm saying.
Well, this is what I wanted to say to the ladies. Like, what we saw tonight, we were looking to deal with male issues, but this is one of many issues that many like to tiptoe over, and this is
right.
The consequence of living lies. When you get on here and say that I'm this individual, and you say in your own mouth, you're talking out of both corners of your mouth, saying I'm this way, and I'm this way. No, I didn't say all this. But when people heard you,
mm-hmm.
We didn't expect, last time this conversation happened, we didn't expect all that to happen. It just came on out like, wow, these two dudes I'm juggling. And, you know, well, this one is terrible in bed, but, you know, I like this one who's got this situation going. And it's like what we see here, like, you got women who say, like, men are visual. We're limited to what we see as far as your body. But men are actually visual when it comes to bullshit that's being put in front of us. Just like,
because we look under the hood, though.
They think
we just look at the body, but we check under the hood, and we don't listen to what you say. We watch your behaviors because your mask can only be held up for so long. Eventually that shit's going to come off, and we're going to see the real you.
Now for a guy with low self.
And that was something.
He's going to put up with anything, and I mean absolutely anything to get a piece of ass, which is the lowest form of what a dude should do. What a dude should be looking for is a woman who brings more to the table than her pussy and her problems, but
a solution
to a part of his life. She should be an asset more than an asshole. But too many guys who are willing to sniff an ass just to say he had it. That's not valuing you nor himself. If he values himself, you are a representative of his choice and his thinking out there. So that tells you a whole lot of what some of these guys are doing, thinking like, well, these women ain't shit. Well, fucking, you like eating shit. You ain't got no problem with it. You got to take better.
Now, you got to take out the dinner, though. You got to take out the dinner. That's the rule, man.
There are women that, like, when she said that whole take me out to dinner thing, there's a woman I hooked up with who gave me the ass and everything for a bacon sandwich and no bread. I don't want to hear that shit.
You ain't had to do that.
The whole conversation about, well, him buying me dinner, that has to show me that he can do all things. There are white beaters that sit there and take their women to, like, Ruth
Chris
or take them out on flights or take them on vacation and beat the brakes off their ass.
And then put powder in their hand and slap the shit out of them.
But you got a guy who's breaking his back and his neck for the chick that he cares about in his given profession, but because he's not at a certain tax bracket, now he's not worth a dude or whatever. You gotta recalibrate the value of men and yourself. Period.
But otherwise, that's why they ain't shit, because they expect shit from somebody when they haven't earned it. They haven't earned that shit. You haven't earned a drink or a dinner. What have you brought to the table but a pussy and a smile? Shit, come on, man.
Well, see, and this is a question that a lot of men should ask themselves. And we ask ourselves a lot of times. We see 10 women in a row dressed the same, prerogatively, whatever. We see the same woman. What about her is going to make her different than the other 9? It doesn't matter if she got a fat ass, big chest, and do all these things sexually, because I've had women who blew my mind sexually. But then her mindset was corrupt. She was willing to lie to me and her kids because I found out she had 5 kids.
Her what?
The hard way.
So she never mentioned the kids to you?
She never mentioned them. Like, well, when I saw the kids, she said she was babysitting. Then when I came back,
oh, hell no.
Wow.
See, that's why I said in the beginning when I first called in, I was like, now all women are like some of the ways that some of y'all were mentioning, because I was like, and see that right there, I'm not going to deny my kids. That's bottom line. That's not going to happen.
But ladies, here's the problem. When you say when not all women are like that, you are the extreme minority. It's like one little midget trying to scream in a concert at the Staples Center. You're not
hurt.
Oh, my
God. that real lady with the Smurfs and unicorns and shit. That's where the pretty one is, the good one.
I'm dead serious, because there needs to be a change to the narrative today where you have these women putting their vagina out there and thinking that's my selling point. You should be sold on what you have to offer in the long term, not in 4 hours or less. That's just, that has to be said.
That's why their value don't mean nothing to us men. We choose their value. Sorry, ladies.
If a guy is looking to marry you, he ain't going to have to wait 20 years when you say.
Hey, no, you mean 20 years and a bunch of ice cream.
ice cream and watching Tyler Perry movies with you. he don't have to do all that. When he knows that he sees the value in you, like, right off, he going to tell you right off, this is the woman I want. Fuck the bullshit. This she is.
You know she's talking to her man right now, and he's trying to make her feel better. You know that right now, right? Calling her man right now and talking to him.
That's what I mean. She's talking to this place.
I hope he's listening, too, while he's putting fingernail polish on her feet. I don't care. You have a say you have a say in your life. If that's all you're going to do is accept being a consolation prize, then that's all you want to be treated as. Because, again, she's going to get that feeling. If he's not feeling in the bedroom, she's going to move on to the next one.
Oh, my God.
1 year.
Not even the bedroom. But, see, if this dude is – he might be smarter than the average bear. We haven't thought about that, because now he knows every way to hurt her, because she's told him all her business. He knows everything about her.
Okay, but here's his problem. He ain't fucking. And that's going to be the crippling thing of that relationship, because he's been so busy focusing his time on her, he hasn't been focusing his time on all the other ass he could be getting.
Wait,
but you don't know that. You don't know what he's doing, though.
Let me give you a thing. If he is buying ice cream and he's wearing slippers and he's going eating every time she calls him and he's running behind her, he ain't shit in bed. I'm telling you right now. Because a man won't do that. They can fuck.
Or he could get another pussy, and that pussy's not good enough, so he has to do what she wanted to do. I've seen dudes.
But here's why I differ from Dean, because he might be getting ass. But think about, if you're already down by 50, you got 10 minutes left in the game. They're gonna leave the little. They're gonna leave the little bitch get out of the floor.
No, I'm not saying he ain't getting the ass. He's getting the ass. I'm just saying the way he's doing it is really deceptive, and that's why I try to tell women, all these male friends you have, just take the Greg Dawes test. Offer the pussy to the guys and say, it'll be between me and you. You can have this pussy right now. And I bet you 99% of them will take that motherfucking monkey if given to them.
Some of those guys are your best friends. Some of your guys are your best friend because he didn't figure out a way to get the ball to tell you ask the pussy yet.
Yep. And they don't want to believe that shit. They want to believe that they really want to be friends with the women. Ladies, y'all really want to believe that these guys want to be your friend.
They're not. They're not lying. I checked on that too.
They don't.
I'm complete opposite of the people.